your favorite fighter and pitch a shutout. Period.
The Rigaroo has been captured.
And he's been, and listen. No,
what's
shout out to
deal?
I can't.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
You're going to see it on MGM Grand. Only one will stand. And Bill Haney, William E. Haney, come with that fight plan.
They didn't think these niggas out of Oakland was going to push up on their ass. You did?
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Well, tell the truth or shame the devil that Devin is a bad motherfucker.
WBC, the lightweight champion of the world.
Come get the real belts, not the front, the same franchise shit.
That boy is good.
Bill Haney, say his name three times, pop up like candy, man.
When you talk about this, you talk about one of the best fighters in boxing.
Under SBS promotion.
They probably just went fights I did.
WBC, the lightweight champion of the world.
You ever been in Australia?
No, I never did, but I look forward to it. I want to go pick up some belts out there.
Didn't have to sell a chain to make a fight. All we got to do is make that flight. You're going to hide behind them jugs, but Lord Devin Haney going to stand above. I'm serious, George Gambolsi. So.
I'd like to wish you all a very warm welcome to Australia, everyone.
I want to show all my experience, everything that it took to get to this point. I want to show the world.
Well, who's the best young fighter in the game? Me, by far.
For the 54th consecutive round, Devin Haney has outlanded his opponent in total connect.
He can hit the mitts, he can hit the bag all he wants, but it's different when you're in there with Devin Haney.
Yeah, most of you in trouble.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
You said a lot. You did a lot. Tomorrow, you're in trouble.
Pussy!
I'd fight you in your backyard if I had to, because I know that I'm going to beat you. And you'll see June 5th.
Wow.
The universally recognized, undisputed lightweight champion of the world, Devin the Dream Haney.
SPS promotion.
Yeah.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another morning after edition. And as if it couldn't get any better, I woke up to more bullshit, huh? My man Jay had a similar line, man. He said, you knew me before records. You never disrespected. Now that I'm successful, you pull this shit. Man, I stepped to your porch, stepped to your boss, man. Let's end the speculation. I'm talking to all of y'all. Males shouldn't be jealous. That's a female's trait. Come on, Coach Kenny Ellis. What the fuck is going on? I wake up to the bullshit, man. I wake up. First thing I do is grab my Instagram. I ain't even wiped the cold out of my eye. And what do I see on IG? Coach Kenny selling a fight that ain't nobody asking for. Now, it would be good if it wasn't Coach Kenny. If you didn't have one of the most dominant 135-pounders since Roberto Duran, literally, people could be calling Tank hands of stone because how he punching. But you want Devin Haney, who just got the 140, to move up to 47 and fight Boots. You ain't even mentioning him and Tank fighting. We got audio of him on a podcast yesterday telling motherfuckers Devin should move up and fight Rashidi Ellis. Telling motherfuckers that Tank got unfinished business at 35. What unfinished business he got when Devin was the king? What, he about to go pick up everything Devin left out there? He about to go recollect the stones? Listen, bro, Tank fans, it's hard to defend this shit. You feel me? I'm trying to get some receipts because there was once upon a time that Floyd said he wanted Tank to change his trainers. Maybe it's because it is. Maybe it's because they talk too much, don't say the right things, you know? Because I know Tank punching in the air right now, waking up to the shit that Kenny Ellis is saying. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody. But let me just show you, if he ain't blocked me already, because you know I seen it and I reposted it on Twitter. I reposted it on Instagram. Bill Haney already reposted it on his story because nobody understands why in the fuck would you put this weird shit. But this is it right here. This is the post. And as you can see, he got a picture of Boots and Devin. And you see, I jumped right in the comment section. All he put was hello. And I said, hey, coach, you put a picture of Boots by mistake. We sure you meant to put Tank picture next to Haney, right? You feel me? And then look at the number one hater, Ellie Setback. Let's fucking go. Good fight. Because all he want to do is see Devin lose as soon as possible, as quickly as possible. But this is Coach Kenny Ellis' post. Why in the world would he want Devin to fight Boots? Why in the world would he not want his own fighter to get a payday? Like, you giving Boots the payday. So look at what Bill responded. This Bill Instagram, he reposted it and he added Team Tank or Ussies. And Bill Haney said it. And look at the song he put. Check the song.
Good morning.
Bright and early, man. He's sending that good morning message. But it ain't even over. I promise you. Check this out. This Coach Kenny Ellis, a few hours ago.
I would love to see Haney fight Mercedes Ellis.
Wow!
Mercedes Ellis is fast and you're not real strong, so that'll be a good test for Haney at 147.
Why can't we test him with Crawford, though? With Tank. Like, why not test him with Tank? What about this one? Check this one out.
As far as, like, how anxious do you want to, like, you know, get Tank in the ring with Haney with that type of performance? Like, do you feel like Haney's really starting to become a pay-per-view attraction or no?
I would rather see Tank finish at the lightweight division first, unfinished business.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back to 40.
My man said he would rather see Tank finish at the lightweight division. He got unfinished business. So Devin wasn't there waiting and calling out Tank, and y'all kept saying he a good little fighter?
Make it do what it do, you know?
Right.
Bruh, I'm telling you, you can't make this shit up. But look at Bill. You can't make this shit up.
Listen, ain't no fight. We don't got no fight. So what's going to happen? Tank.
At 140.
Yeah. Stop me from saying his name. Punch me in the mouth because I'm going to keep on saying Tank. Don't want to fight Devin. Period.
Credit Ellie Setback for the audio, but it was media scrum. But I mean, one team been wanting it. The other team don't want it. Simple as that, man. I mean, if we can't see that yet, you just playing blind. You not really blind. You just playing the role of the blind man and the deaf person. You don't want to see the truth. There's no reason now. The man has proven he's a ticket seller, proven he can move the needle. We got history, right? History shows us that even if a fighter is only doing 150, 170, if he gets with the right dance partner, he could jump up to a million, a la Canelo and Gennady Golovkin. Gennady had done 170,000 pay-per-view buys on pay-per-view back-to-back with Lemieux and with Daniel Jacobs. But when he got with Canelo, what'd he do? Skyrocket. Million. So, you know, Tank's team should be looking at Devin like, well, he's the only one that can sell. He the only one we could really make a good party with. No one else been on pay-per-view. No one else selling coast-to-coast tickets. You know, I don't even get it. But look, I'm opening up these phone lines because I've been having this guy call in for so long. Cantrell in Phoenix been calling, and he called in before the fight, and he told us he was putting $3,000 on Rafael Espinoza. He got me to interview Espinoza. He almost had me believing in Espinoza, but nowhere near as much as him to put $3,000. That $3,000 somehow turned into $35,000. I've been doing this 13 years, 14 years. I ain't never had a community member win $35,000 off a boxing bet. You, my man, are officially the G of boxing betting. What the fuck is up? How are you, Cantrell in Phoenix? What's going on?
Man, I'm turnt, man. I'm so freaking turnt. It don't make no sense. I can't believe it, bro. Yeah, man, I'm gonna tell you, man. So when I used to live out there in the UK, I took a loan out for $5,000 and kept on betting. In fact, they ended up banning me from gambling because they said I took their profits for 3 weeks straight in a row. So, yeah, man, like I've been studying Espinoza. Man, I try to tell anybody that would listen that Espinoza was going to get it. I try to tell
Yo,
anybody
that
would
listen. Yo, but you had to be nervous. That shit still was extra tight. Like, my man needed that knockdown in the last round. It was crazy. That shit was crazy.
I judged the fight, and the only round that he really lost to me was round five. And you can give him maybe – you can give Ramirez maybe round seven. But I was so scared, man, in round five because it was a hard knockdown. It wasn't – a soft knockdown. But one thing that I did see, because I've been like assessing though this fight, one thing I did see is I seen that what's his name was like running, like he put in the work. Like he would put on his Instagram that he out there running like 4:34 in the morning. I'm out here running at 5 something in the morning. So I know he put in the work, but that fifth round I was so scared because he had them chicken legs, and then I could tell something was wrong with him too, man, because he kind of got up kind of like wobbly. But yeah, man. I don't think the fight was that close, to be honest with you. It was pretty much a shutout. He won round 1-4 through ease. I'm trying to find my scorecard. Where's my scorecard? The only round I remember giving Ramirez was round 5 because he got the knockdown round 7. But other than that, I felt like it was pretty, like, decisive. Did you judge the fight or no?
Did I judge it? No, sir. We were all hanging out over here, bruh. Like, I didn't believe that shit was going to happen, champ.
Man, I think style. I said this before. I think stylistically, this is gonna be a fucking problem. And I sent in the money for the counter punch, but stylistically, I'm like, man, this guy is nice. Like, for Ramirez to win, he needs someone that's gonna stand right in front of him, like that dude from Japan did. And like, he ain't gonna stand in front of you like that, my guy. Like, he shoot his low and then he step back, right? And he just did so many things well. He got a nice little check left foot coming in. He changed his level of attack. And that little shit that Ramirez was doing, I just didn't think it would be enough, like the little squatting down to try to change the level and counter over the top. I mean, to be honest, the time that Rafael got dropped, I was like, he went from orthodox to southpaw in front of him. Because he was, like, confident. He was cocky, like, yo, I'm whooping this nigga ass. But, yeah, man, I don't think the fight was that close. I had it like a shutout, man. Oh, my God, I'm so glad he won, man. Woo! You don't know, man.
Bro, what you going to do? That's a lot of bread. What's the first thing you're doing?
Oh, the first thing I did, today my grandma's birthday, so I gave her a couple of dollars for her birthday. I'm sure she was appreciative, and I guess the next thing I'm going to do, I'm going to Africa, man.
Where?
I'm going, yeah. I got time off from my job and everything. This has made it a little bit easier to go.
Oh, my God. Blessings, bro. That's crazy. Bro, that's so crazy, bro. I can't believe it. I'm just glad to have known you, bro, because I never met nobody that bet that much, bro. I be seeing my man from Texas. He bet crazy like that, too. He be betting 5-4 almost every week, but he ain't never hit a 35,000, bro. Like, that's insane. That's, like, insane. Yeah.
The last time I hit like that was Canelo versus Triple G, the second fight. I was in the UK. I think I made, like, 15,000 pounds, which
Jesus.
Is, like, you got to multiply that time, 1.33. But,
bro, I wouldn't believe you. I know there's people listening right now, like, they don't believe you, but I wouldn't have believed you if I didn't hear, you know, obviously you ain't talked to me before. You ain't shown me the slips. It's so hard to believe. It's insane, bro. I never heard of that shit. I see Floyd make that type of money, but he betting you know, he betting a lot of money, bro. You bet 3,000. That's insane. That don't even make sense.
Yeah, man. It was definitely crazy, man. But I really believe in him, man. Like I told you, he put a gun to my head, and I had to pick. I'm picking Espinoza because I think stylistically he's going to be a problem. And everything that Ramirez did up to this point, I didn't think it would be enough for I don't think it fit the style for Espinoza. Are we getting back on for an interview again?
Hell yeah, bro. That's the definition of resumes don't matter, because I went through that resume, man. My man had nothing but piñatas from Mexico. I'm like, bro, there's no way. No way. You know, I ain't even put $10 on it. I ain't put nothing. I just was like, yo, remember in my betting show, I'm like, remember what Cantrell said? If y'all want to ride with him, ride with him. I'm staying away. I'm going to just watch it. But goddamn, I wish I'd have dropped $100 on that bitch.
Man, because what did you tell me? You said, yeah, man,
bro,
my mind is blown now. I'm going to sprinkle.
Yeah, was people sending me tickets, bro. You know how many people sprinkled $100 each and they was making like $750, $950? Off a fucking 100, bro. I'm like, what the fuck? Man, I fucked up.
That was really bad. When I caught the line, man, the line was like plus 900. So I was trying to bet, like you bet $100, you would have made $1,000. Bet $1,000, you could have made $10,000. And like, I had did my research. I've been studying them since for like 2 months. I've been watching their Instagram like a hawk. I want to know if you're partying. I want to know if y'all training. I watched every fight that I could, man. And I just studied that style, man. I just didn't think that was a good style for the little midget.
Called him a midget.
But I do got to give you a shout-out, though. Thank you so much for bringing on the show, man. It meant a lot to me because I asked you last month, like, hey, can we bring on Rafael Espinoza? And you did it, like, this month. So shout-out to you, man. Hit that horn, man. I'm about to send my super – what do they call that again?
Counterpunch.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not doing counterpunch. I'm just going to put it in a – I got you, Ness. Trust me, I got you. But, yeah, man,
you
I'm so
man.
Happy my boy pulled it off, man. Jesus Christ.
That's dope for you, man. My man going to Africa off a bet. That's how you do it. I be sitting here telling motherfuckers that we've been watching this sport so long, we should be able to pay our mortgage off a fucking bet. My man going to Africa off a bet. Goddamn. Blessings to you, champ.
Yep. Hey, shout out to you, man, for bringing on. I didn't know if you were going to do it or if you wasn't going to do it, man. So shout out to you, man. You the man, man. You the man. You speak Spanish, too. So, hey, shout out to you, man. Big shout out.
Nah, that interview convinced me, too, man. I don't know why. Because after that interview, I said it live, like, bro, I'm going to sprinkle something. He got me. But then on the betting show, I'm like, nah, I'm going to just stay away. Just watch it. Be a fan. But. Man, that shit fucked up.
Yeah, man, that was lit. Man, I just feel like he had it, man.
Oh, he definitely got it. He did what he do and what he was supposed to do. But let me get to some callers. Cantrell, Phoenix, stand up. Congratulations. Y'all got one, man. Where is my soundbite, man? You need that. Well, let me see. Come on. How about this? All right, we ain't find it. We going to get it, though. I don't know where it was at. I wanted that Floyd Mayweather sound, but my name is Money Mayweather. Because, damn, 35 stacks. That's insane. Them damn Mexican records, bro. I seen them shits and I got scared, bro. I couldn't do it. I got scared, but we gonna keep these phone lines moving. Apologies, we had to give him his shine, bro. We know him; he's been calling in for years. He really did it. Some congratulations to him and everybody that won last week. Obviously, my betting team, we won big. I told you Devin Haney wasn't my strong recommend, and Liam Botta was, and you see what the fuck he did. You feel me? But I still showed you via how I bet. Devin Haney was still a very strong recommender as well. Like, I didn't say the words out of my mouth, Devin Haney strong recommend, because I already knew Liam Parr was going to do what it do the way that he was going to do it. But you seen how I bet. I went all in on Devin Haney on some poker shit, all the chips on decision. You feel me? Not no money line shit over here. We smarter than that. J Billy, what up? We making our members' money hand over fist over here, week after week. Somebody call me a liar. I just want somebody to call in and be like, yo, Ness, why you always capping? I ain't win. That's all I want
you to
do. Yeah, I hear you.
Yes, sir. Hey, yo, Ness. Make sure I'm clear, man. You was fucking right. Bougie, you was fucking right. J-Mac, you was fucking right. Regis was looking like food. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't just Regis. Come on, Ness. Let's be real. It's the Laura Haney era. Come on, fam. It's the Haney era. So, it's matchups make fights, and also Dev is just that great. You feel me? He proved me wrong.
He must be. Coach Kenny Ellis want him to move up and fight Boots now.
They scared, man. When you see something like that, and this is the thing, man. The more they let Devin get these type of fights, Devin is just getting better because iron sharpens iron. When you have these tough fights, the only thing you can do is get better. So that's why Devin is he's on a path to be ahead of Shakur and Tank because they're not taking the fights like Dev is. They're not getting in the fire like him. You feel me? To get a knockdown in the first fucking round. What the fuck did you say, Ness? You said Gotti. You said that's his Gotti.
Mm-hmm.
That was looking like some fucking Gotti shit, man. That was looking like Floyd versus Gotti without the stoppage in the sixth. They could have stopped that shit for real. They really could have stopped it if they wanted to, like they did with those female fights. I don't know why they stopped those female fights like that. Let me get on a tangent real quick. Ness, why the fuck do they stop those female fights like that? Like that Beatrice fight. Why do they do that against Destiny Jones? She went down one time. Do you think it's because they're women or what?
Yep.
I hate that shit.
And they've been chasing to make make Beatrice a puncher. You know, her first fight was 3-minute rounds. They thought she was going to get the knockout then. You know,
Destiny was still a live dog. Like, that shit is so foul. They did the same thing in the Scott Nicholson fight. It's like they trying to prop up resumes. You feel me? Like, bruh, and then they trying to push for 3 minutes. Dog, push for them to let the fight continue. You feel me? Like, there's no way that fight should have been ended. Let's get back to Dev, though. Like I said, I give y'all props. You feel me? Because y'all was the ones telling me, Bougie, J-Mac, and you. Y'all was telling me it's going to look easy. You feel me? It's going to be a beatdown. And I just needed to see it. I just needed to see it. I always been Team Dev, but I knew this was going to be a tough fight. But Regis was looking like food. Regis was looking like food, and I just got to give y'all credit. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Dev. Shout out to Team Haney. Alhamdulillah, you feel me? More to come. You feel me? Y'all keep on putting in that work.
J Billy.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
Kyle, give me one sec. Looks like we got to reconnect, disconnect, and reconnect. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. If you're watching this on YouTube, you know what to do. Make sure you hit that thumbs up and a subscribe. Click the notification bell. It's going down. Let's see here. Kyle, what up? Trying you again.
Hey, I'm back.
All right.
Hey man, I've been screaming this for years. Tank don't want no parts of Haney. I've been through that. You know, they always talking circles. Every time they come to Haney, they talking circles. What unfinished business do they got? Isaac Cruz? Nobody want to see that. They don't even say Shakur's name. Shakur right there, look, they both got a title now, right? They both got a title. The vacant title and now the title that he got elevated to the WBA champion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that unification. That's the only unfinished business you should have at 135.
He said he ain't want to be elevated, so we don't know if he really been elevated.
Yeah, he don't want to be elevated because he don't want to be pressured into fighting these good dudes. He want to keep beating cans up. No hopers. Tank got all the skill in the world, but he don't got that confidence in himself. I don't see it. Hey man, look, I hope that fight happens. I hope it does. I'm about to put so much money on Devin Haney. Man, he got a bad style for Tank. Tank starts slow. Devin gonna get them rounds early. Just bank them rounds. Outbox his ass. You know, Tank, he got fast feet, so it's gonna be a lot tougher fight than like a Regis or something. He got fast feet in hands. But I think that style is all wrong for Tank, and that's why they avoiding him, man. They know it. Everybody like to say Haney Chinny, but man, he ain't never been down. He ain't never been down. He ain't never been seriously hurt. He been wobbled, but he recovers fast. Okay. It's all good. Everybody get wobbled at some point in boxing, right?
You know it.
Yeah. I just hope that fight happens. I'm about to bet all my homies. I'm about to bet casinos, everything. I'm about to make so much money. It's going to be funny. Because you know, Tank's going to be the favorite. He's going to be the favorite. And I hope he's a favorite by a lot. I hope so.
I don't know how he the favorite, man. Devin done beat up two Tank bullies. Two dudes that been bullying Tank for over 4 years, man. Over four
hey, man,
years.
That's, we know that. But the public, you know, they enamored by Tank right now. They, you know, he the face of boxing and all this right now. So I think the book's going to show that Haney going to be the underdog when they fight. And that's why we going to come up and make some good money. I don't know, but yeah, man, I'm just tuned in listening, you know, D-Thing.
You got it, champ. You got it, man. Let me tell y'all, so, you know, this news that we're discussing is, once again, Coach Kenny Ellis, right? Like, he posted this on his social media, and that's why we're even talking about it. But I think Tank may say something about this because, man, I reposted it on Instagram. I mean, on Twitter, man, that shit is it's going crazy right now. It's got a bunch of engagement. So this is what I put, Ryan. I put, damn, I woke up to Coach Kenny Ellis suggesting that Devin Haney move up to fight and fight Boots. Tell us you don't want Tank Davis to fight Haney without really telling us. And I reposted his post, obviously, on Twitter, hey, which shows that it's his. But look at the engagement. Let me just refresh this because, look, it just keeps coming in. It's crazy. Tank going to be mad at Coach, man. He shouldn't have did this. Look. 89 retweets already, 221 likes already. This shit only been out since 7 a.m. Hopefully Tank responds. I tagged him in it, you feel me? Because I want my interviews. Like, I want to understand, why do you let these people talk like this, you know? Why do you got them making you look like this, man? It's crazy. Stay wavy, what up?
Good morning, TV! Mr. Gift, what it do, my boy? What's happening, man?
Chilling.
Man, Gervonta Tank Davis, man. I mean, I don't think he should be mad, man, because, I mean, you know, Tank feels the same way, man. I don't think Tank wants to fight nobody that's a real threat, man. I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you've ever seen a fighter, like, duck like this, bro. Like, just blatantly just, like,
choose
the fight.
What? Hey, yo. Calvin Ford reposted it. What in the fuck is going on? Calvin Ford reposted my post of Kenny Ellis wanting Devin and me saying woke up. What the motherfucking fuck is going on out here? Bruh, he posted this shit on his story 21. What is going on? I don't even understand. What type of subliminal is he sending us? Why would he post it? What type of subliminal is he sending us? I'm shocked.
It,
I'm lost.
It's weird,
I'm about to
bro.
Tell him, I'm about to tell him, jump on, man. Jump on, coach. See if he really going to take me up.
This this is weirdo shit, Ness. I mean, why do you want Devin Haney to fight Jerron Boots Ennis, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, why don't you want to? I mean, at this point, Devin Haney versus Javante Davis would be the biggest fight in boxing. I think, honestly, I think that fight, and I know this may sound crazy, I think that would be a bigger fight than Canelo and David, bro. I know it sounds crazy, but if Devin keeps doing what he's doing, Ness, if Devin goes up to 147 and fights Keith Thurman and fights Ryan Garcia and fights Teofimo and beats all three of those dudes, bro, man, Jake Haney would be the biggest fight in boxing, bro. That would be like the new, like, you know, Floyd and Manny, bro. That shit would be crazy. You know what I'm saying? That Devin Haney would shock the world. Devin Haney would expose Tank. And they know that. They know that, bro. Especially seeing Devin's power at 140 last night. Ness, I'm not going to lie, man. Like, it showed me that Devin, you know, he should have been moved up to 140, bro. Like, he really was draining himself at 135 because, I mean, Devin made Regis look small. I mean, for him to move up, Ness, like, Regis looked like the smaller dude in the ring, man. Devin, no homo, looks big at 140, bro. So if he goes up to 147, I'm sure his power will look even better than it did last night. You feel me, Ness? What you think about that, bro?
Negative, man. Negative, man. I'm only with one, like Coney, Coach Kenny Ellis needs to realize they looking at older fighters and money fighters. If anything, Coach Kenny Ellis needs to realize that they trying to take a page out of the Tank book and get a money fight. You know what I'm saying? So, like, they not trying to really campaign at 47. They calling out Thurman, who's been inactive. You know, they calling out Barrios, who started his career at 122. You know? And that's what it is. I'm not trying to have Devin move up there and see how he look at welterweight. There's no rush. You feel me? Because then really all that's left is Boots. So let's say we drag that out the most we can. We talking, we in 2024, damn near. We talking what, 2026, Boots? Maybe, got to be less, though. Boots been there forever, too. He might be ready to, you know what I'm saying? He might can't do another, but we talking to all 2024, all 2025, didn't see him in 2026. That he might can't do that. So, you know, you get the welterweight now, and then it's like, what the fuck? Is he moving up to 54, too? Because, you know, the big fight would be Boots. If Boots and him can get it done without Boots having to move up. What else is out there? Conor Ben, if he could stay there. Conor's trying to fight at 60, you know? Like, I don't know, bro. I mean, to skip over, like, when Broner skipped over 40, was it as hot as this? I guess Conor, right? Danny was there. Was Danny still there when Broner was there? When Broner skipped over, I can't really remember. He did skip over some good fighters at 40, but 47 was better. Right now, it's like, yo, you can't really skip over 40, man. You got Tio. You got the possibility of Tank and Shakur because they 5 pounds away. Instead of going to 47, now they 12 pounds away. Tio, Shakur, Tank, you got Taylor, you got, what's this kid's name? Rowley, Ryan, what other belt is there? I think that's it, right? Oh, and Matias, man, Puerto Rico. Let's get that Puerto Rico fight. I want to go to motherfucking San Juan. We got a counterpunch. Bougie and Broward, what up? Bougie. Bougie in Broward. All right. Nike Hendricks, what up? Faces. Nike, give me one sec, all right? Give me one sec. We got Keep It Moving, $2. He said, why Ellie a eggplant emoji rider? Because he can't get on his jet. Face rolling on the floor, laughing out loud. Salute to Padman. Shout out to my man Padman, Devin Haney's Padman. and a lot of other people out here. Shout out Coach. He became a prospect. Salute. Thank you for the support. We got Kentrell with the fat $20 super chat. We got Kentrell with the $25 super chat. He says, shout out to Rafael Espinoza. Shout out to Devin Haney. Shout out to Nesta Gibbs for interviewing my boy, Rafael Espinoza. Time to drop a bomb for the dub. Contrell comes right back with another $25 super chat and says, Styles makes fights. You can't be a M-word and fight on the outside. M-word, you know, small person. Top rank judges are poop emoji. The fight was so one-sided. Viva la Mexico with the Mexican flag. Salute to Contrell with the $25 super chat.
Viva Mexico, cabrones!
Appreciate you, champ. Time to drop another bomb for the dude. Mad Bent, $105 super chat. He says, Daily Dose of Tanquil. Devin beat up Regis. El Tran got derailed. Tank, two sleep emojis. Devin, bridges, crumble. Love, heart, broken. Mad Bent made money. Cut the bullshit. You pick Regis, motherfucker. Call in and eat your crow. We serving it up. What up, Knight?
Yo, you can hear me?
Yeah.
All right, okay, cool. I was like, damn, they going to keep them super chats rolling on my boy. But yeah, man, shouts out to DHP and the team. Everybody was talking that shit. Like I said yesterday, all you motherfuckers who was calling in, oh, Regis going to beat Haney. Regis going to knock out Haney. This, that, and the third. Don't call in today. Because I hear a lot of you motherfuckers, you might not call in yet, but I can read mine. Oh, Regis was a bum, really. Regis really ain't got no feet. Oh, he really couldn't stop Regis. If that was Tank, Regis would be looking up at the ceiling. Shouts out to Bill Haney. What you gonna do when you gotta pick up the Rougarou? I'm starting to shit early. Bill Haney, Bill Haney, Bill Haney. I know my people celebrating, but fuck it. Get them on here, Ness. What the fuck you gonna do when you gotta pick up the Rougarou? Now they wanna call for boots? I told you what they gonna do, Ness. I told you. I don't know if you remember the episode, but I told you. They gonna call for boots after he beat Regis' ass. And that's what they doing now. I said it. Boots gonna bend and move up, like you said. Boots started at 47, like Haney started at 35. So Boots gonna bend moved up to 54. And Haney gonna unify at 40. I really feel like he got a better chance at undisputed at 47 than 40. Because I feel like he gonna unify at 40 in his next fight. Rowley ain't gonna fight him. He gonna vacate that title if it try to be a unification. Try to say he got an injury. Matias ain't gonna fight him. What happened to that, folks? Was old. If he beat Regis, he gonna be scared of Matias. Now they calling for boots. So they see Regis couldn't do shit with him, and they see Matias getting beat up the same way. T.O. been ducked him. T.O. gonna keep ducking him. You see T.O. when he was about to fight Barbosa, T.O. pulled his little stunt. Then he applied for Super Champ. Who the fuck's applying for a Super Champ? Like, that's crazy. I never heard of that. WBO Super Champ. Like, that's the first time I ever heard of that shit. And I'm 31 years old. Never heard of that shit a day in my life. If it is, it's crazy. If it's prior to that. If I never heard of it and it been out, applied to be a Super Champ for the WBO, I thought it was Super WBA, and they just came up with this franchise shit for the WBC. So this man didn't have the Super WBA, even though he won that in the fight. He had the franchise WBC he petitioned for, and he petitioned
you
for
a WBO
Super. Come on. Oh, man. Appreciate you, champ. Appreciate you. Bougie. I don't see you. Let me see what you told me here. Okay, landline. We're going to have to look for that, though, champ. Cliff, Connecticut, what up?
Yo, it's crazy that they put that up there with Boots and Tank is still ducking. It got to come a time where Tank put his foot down. Say, I don't give a fuck with Ellis. I don't give a fuck with the other dude's name is. I can't even remember right now. He got to put his foot down and say he want this fight. He can't be out here doing this. He's fucking up his image. He's supposed to be for the streets, right? The streets fuck with Tank. That's his thing. He can't be that guy and still be ducking Devin. He left Floyd. He took control of his shit he was saying. So now there's no excuses. You got the power to say, to put your foot down and make this fight. Now make the motherfucker fight, or we need to go on a Tank strike. Like, niggas need to fucking start, you know what I mean, keeping it a buck with themselves and putting it out there. Like, Tank, you scared. You're not gonna do 500,000. You're gonna have low pay-per-view numbers if you jump in there with stay busy and tune up fights for the rest of your fucking life. Like, this shit is corny, bro. So that's how I feel about that. Like, and if it wasn't for the boy who picked Espinoza, I would have lost everything. So I thank him too, because I sent you a picture on Instagram of the one ticket that hit for me, and it's because of Espinoza and Devin by decision. That shit won me a lot of money, but I should have won fucking more because I have way more real BC tickets and Devin by decision, and my parlay was just going crazy. Liam won, Tiger Johnson won, Bruce won, Xander won, Andy won. I didn't have none of them bitches on my ticket. My shit was looking good, and you know, BC fucking lost, yeah. So I was really rooting against them, but I did have a reserve just in case BC lost and came true. So I was happy about that. But yeah, Devin, they just need to keep doing what they're doing, keep stepping on niggas. But like, we can't. So Devin should be Fighter of the Year with that performance, and he dismantled Loma. Because Loma was better than what people think. That's why I feel like they hold that against Devin, the way he beat Loma. But Loma's actually really, really fucking good. That's why Loma had gave Devin that such a good fight. Because y'all sleep on Loma because he's old, but he's really fucking a Hall of Famer, one of the best fighters in our era. So that's reasonable for Devin to have a tight fight with someone like Loma. But he should get Fighter of the Year now because he got his Crawford performance, you know what I mean? He got his dominant performance over a good fighter, and he got the other one with Loma. Devin is that nigga right now.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
All right, champ, appreciate you. Cantrell, Counterpunch, Phoenix.
Yo, what's Buddy name? Because Buddy, the last guy that just called in, he would have backed me last night. What's his name?
Cliff.
Shout out to you, Cliff Bear. Shout out to you. What people don't know is I actually wrote Espinoza for a hot minute. I was writing him, and I see him out there grinding at 4 in the morning. But that's not why I called back. I have a question. I don't see why the other little midget Tank should be the favorite to beat Devin Haney, because to be honest with you, Tank, what he do is like, Daddy Floyd said, hey, you don't need to fight Loma. Like, everything that Devin Haney has achieved, Tank should have done it. But he going around fighting like taxi cab driver and stuff like that. And to be honest with you, he really be losing on the scorecards up until he get the knockout. What happened when he ran into someone that the knockout won't work? That's the same thing that happened with Ramirez last night. He been doing the same thing, that little squat down, trying to counter with his left hand with a horrible fucking jab, barely throw it. He been trying to do the same. He tried to do the same thing. He been doing the same thing for ages. So what happened when, like, what you doing ain't enough? And I think Devin Haney is, like, the number one – the number one guy in around at weight 130, 135, 140. If you look at Devin Haney's resume compared to Tank, Tank resume is a joke. He should be like a Jake Paul, somebody like that. And to be honest, I don't really think he's a draw like that either. And the reason why I don't think he is a draw, because the only time he did a million, a little bit over a million, was with Ryan Garcia. Up until that, he was doing 225, 200, 215. He stayed in the twos. Am I wrong, Nestor?
Yes, he does. Outside of Ryan, he's been a 200,000 or less.
Yeah, and I really think he had a potential. But I don't think he gonna do it. I think he's scared, man. He happy. He said I ain't trying to get no big fights, so I don't know. I don't see him doing anything special in the upcoming year. And wait. Did you see how disrespectful he was? He said I'm offering you 10%. That's all I'm offering you to Devin Haney.
Yeah, you talking about Tank?
Yeah.
He said that in a tweet. He said, that's what I'm going to offer you. When Devin said to Shakur, I should have offered you 10%, Tank said, that's what I'm going to offer you, punk. Something like that.
Man, Tank, I ain't gonna lie, Tank is a modern-day Gennady Golovkin. He fight Taxi Driver. He might fight one or two fights, maybe, if his pussy dropped. I should say if his ball dropped. But I don't know, man. I think Tank is okay. We actually don't know how good he is because – we haven't seen him in there with the highest level of competition like we've seen Devin Haney.
Say what?
That's my fault. I said we don't know how good Tank really is. Like anybody can beat up on a taxi driver, but
you may feel like it's your time.
We never seen him in there with top level competition that someone that can beat him. So to be honest, I don't know how good he is. I can't really rate him for real.
Champ, that's the bell. Lord, yo, actually, Cantrell, Lord has mercy. Look at what you did. You there? Hold on. Look at this. Let me show
what
this shit. Bro, somebody sent me another one. They said, I'm going to screenshot this shit. Bro, that's crazy. You made so many people money. That's crazy, man. You convinced people. They believed you.
I guess no one will convince me. Listen, anytime
bro,
you out there grinding at four, something in the morning.
My man, Paulie. Devin Haney and Espinoza and $100 made this dude $2,150.
Shout out to you, man. That's what's up, man.
Look at his message. He said, yo, if it wasn't for the guy on your show, I would have lost everything.
Hey, shout out to you, man. Shout out to you. And shout out to Espinoza again, man. Like, I was watching his style. Like, he fight great on the outside. He said, "Little."
I ain't trying to be that guy. You feel me? But I got a lot of calls. This is the morning after. I'm sorry. Harlem World, what up? Harlem World.
Come back to me.
All right. Bougie. Bro, I'm mad as hell. Calvin Ford went on somebody else's podcast instead of coming here to face the music. I'm telling you, they be afraid of the music because I call them on their bullshit. I'm all in your comment section. I'm screen sharing this shit. You reposting so you don't want to come here to sit down and face the motherfucking music. You somewhere else. Bougie, we don't hear you, man. I ain't going to go to nobody else till you jump in, jump back out. Go ahead. You ain't calling on the landline either. I don't know. While we waiting for Bougie to connect, go ahead and hit that thumbs up. It's going to help with the visibility. We got Mad Bet 100, daily dose of Tanquil, second dose, Tank stops, red stop sign, Devin at any weight, Tanquil. I wish his team was as confident as you, champ. Chickarelli. $5 super chat, money bag emoji, won a little bag on Haney, Fado, and Espinoza fights. Great night of boxing. Devin looked great. Salute to you, champ. Love to hear the community making that money. Bougie, right back at you again.
You can hear me now? You can hear me?
We hear you.
Oh, shit. You can hear me, Nev?
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
All right. I'll just make it say, you know, Discord want to fuck up this greatness shit. You know, they can't stop Lord Haney shit. Lord Haney. And when you mention one of these who had this shit right, make sure you mention me, bro. Because I'm out here betting niggas that he wasn't going to win no more than 3 rounds. I'm out here telling niggas that he going to sit here and get him a knockdown. I'm out here telling niggas that Haney is comfortable at 40. And I'm out here still telling niggas he going to be better than Floyd. Y'all can like it, y'all can hate it, but y'all definitely going to have to respect it. This young nigga doing what we all supposed to be, or the rest of these niggas supposed to be doing. You feel me? And which is taking over the division, making money at a young age, and kicking ass. You get what I'm saying? I ain't sitting here. I'm 10 toes down when it comes to Haney, bro. All day, every day, bro. You get what I'm saying? And we going to see what's the next move going to be with these niggas out here. Let's see if they really want this smoke. You get what I'm saying? And great performance. Like I said, it was a shout-out performance. You know, like I said, I called it. The Rougarou couldn't do shit. You know what he fucked up at, Ness? When they was
When he signed the fucking contract, but nobody ain't believe me.
Exactly. When he signed that fucking contract, that's where you fucked up at. You get what I'm saying? Mr. Rougarou thought he was going to come in with them last jabs. This nigga, look. The nigga was reaching with them last jabs.
Who you gonna fuck with them last jabs? Devin countered with a 1-2 off his jab, step back 1-2 so many times all night. I tried to tell
all night,
he was
the man,
too
listen,
slow.
I already knew, Ness. The nigga don't got no stamina. He's too lazy. And he got that last jab. What you gonna do with that last jab? Now, Mr. B Dub, he mentioned what he said, we gonna be clinching, we gonna jab to the body, and we gonna clinch. C Dub, ever since I got up this morning, I've been looking for that clinch count that you swear that was gonna be out. So when you find that clinch count, please holler at me because I've been tagging you.
Let me just help y'all on that in case there's other people waiting for that. That won't happen. That won't happen because this wasn't a top rank fight and top rank wasn't involved and they wasn't trying to make Loma look good. They needed to make Loma look good. They wanted Loma to win. Like Bob told you to bet on Loma. So they wanted Haney to look bad. They wanted to force him to fight. That's why they put the clinch counter.
Because they ain't never had no clinch count ever in boxing, right? Ever in boxing, but they want to do it when Haney and Loma fight. But you know, he wanted to troll. C-Dub wanted to troll, and also C-Dub, when we were talking on the back call, he was like, "What power?"
He ducking. Where is he at? He ain't come on last
night. What power?
That's
all he said. What power? And then the nigga said we weren't gonna fight on the inside.
No. He tried to make us look like dudes that believe in aliens because we said if Devin moving up, he might get power. He said that don't happen in boxing. He said if you ain't got power, you ain't got power.
Yeah. But in the back call, he kept hollering about what power.
But champ, that was bell. That was the bell. And obviously, because of the demand of the show, counterpunches will have to be just that. You counterpunch to cut the line, but we can't double up because it's like dozens of people, and I don't want nobody dropping off. I know everybody want to get it off their chest. They want to be able to express themselves on what took place last night. Fats, Baltimore, what up? Got to unmute the mic, champ. There you go.
Yo.
What it do?
Man, what's up? I'm hearing a lot of crickets this morning. I ain't see Tank tweeting. Tank ain't congratulate that man on his win. Shakur, I ain't seeing no tweeting. Teofimo Lopez, I don't see no tweeting.
All Shakur said was fair play.
Yeah, what the fuck going on? You know what? The cream rose to the top. That's just what it is, man. Like, people, and then I'm seeing these people, well, he beat flat-footed Regis Prograis. Okay, cool. Okay, we want to do that. Josh Taylor flat-footed. I ain't hear them say nothing about that. I ain't hear nobody say Josh Taylor was coming off a 16-month layoff off of injury. I ain't hear none of nobody say that. ain't hear nobody say Teofimo Lopez took 3 or 4 tune-up fights before he fought a champion. I ain't hear nobody saying that. But today, they want to say, oh, Regis flat-footed. Regis this, Regis that. But y'all ain't say none of that when T.O. beat Josh Taylor. And Josh Taylor, he didn't even knock Josh Taylor down. Josh Taylor even won a couple rounds. Like, this was a smoke session. I mean, this dude is on another level, man. He's on another level. Tank, the only advantage I see Tank got over him right now is power. That's it. You're not going to beat that guy like that, though. You're not going to beat him with just the power. So, and then I see Coach Calvin Ford on Mill City Boxing. He's talking duck language already. He's talking duck language. I mean, this shit crazy. And I like what Haney say when he tell these fighters sometimes. I closed in on you. I made you fight me. He closing in on Tank. Tank ain't got no chance. Tank ain't got no other option at this point. You got to fight this man. You can't. You let Loma chase you from 130 to 135. You ain't fight him. Teofimo and Devin have moved up to 140 already. Like, you keep letting these guys skate, and your fans just keep on bullshitting with you. They keep on coming up with millions of excuses, but they think that you can beat everybody, though. Like, bro, like, I don't see where Tank got the advantage over this guy right now. Other than power, I mean, let's be real. Tank last 4 opponents ain't developed his style at all. He been going against guys who he knows shouldn't even be in the ring with him. These guys ain't testing his skills. He going against Rowley? Is you for real? Ryan? I mean, the nigga said he got bored in the fight. You get what I'm saying? Like, and he just went out there and got knocked out. You got Hector Garcia. He ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's time to cut the bullshit. Can't he closing in on you, man? There's nothing you can do. There's no other excuses. You can't say he don't sell out. It's over for that shit. It's time for the fight.
All right. Man, I could tell there's going to be so many different debates this week that have to do with this fight and others, man. I could smell them cooking already. We got Beasley in the 598, $10 super chat. He said it's hard for Haney haters to eat crow. Word. Self Productions, $10 super chat. Still slightly salty over the Loma judging, laugh out loud. But other than that, Haney put on a boxing seminar masterclass. Robisi was disappointment of the night. But I did make some cash, though. Saluting emoji, TBV. Salute to you, champ. Davidian, what up?
Yo, what it do, Ness? What's good?
What up?
Nah, not much. Nah, I was just happy to see my man Devin Haney. Just do his thing, man. They say he ain't got no power. He get the knockdown.
Nah!
Hold up.
People hitting me up. Calvin Ford talking about Devin Haney won $30 million. Man, get the fuck out of here. Come on.
Oh,
he said give me the contract. He said give me the same contract. Just because Ryan made 30 don't mean Devin gonna make 30. Stop trying to enter. That's why he on the motherfucking shows. Because he know what the fuck I'm going to say. I'm going to be like, come on, Calvin. Fuck you mean he want 30? You mean he want the same contract? He want the same percent you gave Ryan. But you going to go where they ain't going to ask you the real. But we going to keep hustling right here till we box you in. You and everybody that's fucking running. Go ahead, bro.
Man, that's crazy. I don't know what's going on with Tank and his people, but they need to get it together. I like, you know, Tank got all the skills in the world, but I want to see this man fight, man. Just fight. If you going to fight, if you say you're the best, then fight the best. That's either Shakur or Devin. I'm sick of this bringing dudes up from wherever. Catch weights and rehydration clauses. Man, if you claim you're the best, you're going to have to fight the best. And that's Devin Haney. He put on an absolute spectacular performance that I knew he was going to do. You know, I don't see my big little bro, C-Dub. I don't know where he went.
He ducking. He ain't been on none of the show. We done did 3 shows, bro. Where he at?
He was the one that said, there's no way. There's no way he's going to just blow him out. But he did. He beat him every round.
Hardcore shit. Hardcore shit. Y'all believe in fried ice cream. Hardcore shit.
Nah, but that's my man, though. I love C-Dub. But, Lord, hey, Haney did his thing. And I don't know. I just love the show. Love the callers. Shout out to the dude that bet $3,000 and won $35,000. That's
insane.
Crazy.
Insane. That will be, that's going down as TBV history.
But shout out to you, Ness. I love the show. And God bless my boxing brothers. I'm out.
Appreciate you. Sorry to Abe and Kerry G and the Real Jordan. We'll start with Real Jordan because his is not a counter and instead is just a Cash App super chat, saving me that 30% raping you records from YouTube. He says, Tank is the real manufactured fighter. We got Baby Joker. We've been waiting for you with a counterpunch cutting line.
What up, bro? Yo, shout out to Haney. What a fucking performance. Dude looks fucking dope. He fucking did what he was supposed to do, and that was beat the dog shit out of Regis.
What'd you say, Mexicans for Haney?
What was that?
I thought you said Mexicans for Haney. My bad.
No, I said he beat the shit out of Regis, and he did what he had to do. Like I had told you, bro, I thought Regis was still good. So I wasn't listening to everybody else saying that this dude was trash because I didn't want that to ruin my motherfucking enjoyment of the fight. He looked great, bro. He looked really fucking great. After that, I don't even think Matias beat him. He's dangerous. Out of that, I mean, I'd rather see him fight Teal. I think that's a very good fucking fight. Hey, goddamn, is that true? He's really running from Haney? That's wild, bro. That is fucking wild. I'm going to eat my crow nest, but I did pick Espinosa as well. I had called in a long time ago. Right
you
after
did.
The Nalo
I remember.
I can't wait to see Venado and versus Divino. It's going to be a fucking war. What else, Ness?
Bro,
oh, no,
Divino
bro,
probably will
Haney
never
look?
Lose again.
Who?
Rafael probably will never lose. Bro, he just won the biggest fight of his career.
I don't think Venado beats him. I don't think Venado beats him, but that's one fucking entertaining fight. Yeah, bro, fucking after, what, 3 rounds, I was like, damn, this is going to be a total dominance. After the 7th round, I started fucking tuning in back and forth on the Robesi and the Espinosa fight because, goddamn, that shit was entertaining as well.
Did you lose any bets? Did you make any bets with people? Like, because you was talking hella shit. Nobody bet you?
I made a few bets. Real Jordan, you need to tap back in the Discord, bro, so I can send you the money on the knockdown bet. I just betted Real Jordan. And, that shit was crazy. I was like, God damn. You know what? What I was upset about, I thought Haney had enough to fucking take Regis out. And I didn't like how the crowd was booing him towards the last round. I mean, this dude fucking gave you guys a fucking masterclass beatdown, and we still heard the fans booing, which was fucking craziness.
I didn't even hear it. I watched the fights with the TV off, bro.
They were booing him. I think it was round 10 or 11 around there, and I was like, why are they booing him? This dude just beat the shit out of Regis. But I do feel like Haney, if he would have put the pressure on him, he would have taken him out. Goddamn, Regis, my boy, was not doing nothing, bro. He was like, I ain't trying to let go of any.
But it's not your time.
Champ, that's the bell. But look, this is my hand raising. Ooh. This is me. You hear that? This is me patting myself on the back. Salute to all my YouTube members and Patreon because I put the slip plus 150. Either fighter to get a knockdown. Like, I let these dudes, man, they got, like, they slick with the tongue and they call in and statue shit and oh, Ness and ooh, all that shit. I let them do their thing because we need people to call in. We need you to fall in love with the C-Dubs and whoever else ain't as good as Ness. You feel me? So that I could fucking rise to the top like Devin. Cream is rising. Cream, I mean, my ticket told you Liam Paro. That's my strong recommend. Like, I literally started my show, my betting show, and said, yo, my strong recommend is Liam Paro. And all throughout the week and the month, I'm like, yo, I'm not strong recommending Devin. I said I'm not. And I never did on the show, never used the word strong recommend, but I showed you I was strongly recommended by dumping the kitty on Devin by decision. And then the side single bet for the knockdown. Just saying, man, if you need help making a little bit of money, man, don't listen to the dudes with deep voices constantly repeating statues when resume don't indicate why there deserves to be a statue. Like, don't fall for the okey-doke, man. Don't fall for the okey-doke. The C in Dub used to be casual. I'm just saying. I'm taking shots, man. I got to. Calvin Ford, where you at, man? Where you at? Don't be hiding, man. Keep it moving, $2. Say Bill Haney's name so he can appear, Ness. Nah, bro. It's celebration time. Danny already made it clear that we gotta set up a date because Dev coming in studio this week. So, you know, we good with that, you know. Salute the Bill, salute the Dev. We on to the next, man. If boxing is like that, what have you done for me lately? We on to the next. Juan Sosa, $2. Matias is getting gas for beating no one. That's why I've been, who been sitting here saying, let's go to Puerto Rico with Haney? Me, that's who. Because I see something like Mikey Garcia, except I ain't Mikey. I'm better than. You feel me? I see something. Let's go to his hometown. Let's adopt the Puerto Rican fans. We gonna throw a Puerto Rico flag over Haney like Shakur be doing, but we're going to get this win via Monster, right? And they're going to call him the Monster Beater. They're going to call him the Monster Beater. That's all I want from him. I get it. Matias got a tank. But the jab will take you around the world. That's why I laugh at the C-Dubs that were like, a jab's supposed to stop Regis. A jab's supposed to stop Matias. Like, before we wasn't born, motherfuckers were saying the jab will take you around the world. These dudes want to reinvent the wheel. They want to reinvent the wheel. You know? They want to say they better than the Customados and all them motherfuckers that come way before us. But whatevers. I told you I love my job. I told you I love being here to make them all look silly, to show how much hypocrisy there is in this world. That's why I made my post this morning, asking for Devin to flat fucking boots. What up?
All right, man. Shout out to everybody. I predicted the outcome. Predicted a Devin. Performance like Linares. The only difference was Regis. It was just going to depend if Regis had a puncher's chance again, like Linares did. He didn't. But, yeah, I mean, Devin's looking great.
He had a puncher's chance. He just couldn't deliver it because, again, Linares was technically better. Linares had a better amateur background, mechanically threw the punches better, not looping shots, not telegraph shots. And that's why he was able to catch Devin. It's just, again, people need better eyeballs.
And it was just experience, Devin. That was Devin's first real fight, so Devin learned. Devin looked good. He looked good. I mean, that's how he's always looked to me, that Linares performance. But I don't know what he's going to do next. I don't know if he's going up, going to stay. I don't know what I want to see him do, to be honest. Because I like both sides. I like to see him move up. I also like him to stay. I might want him to stay more just because the bigger names are still at 140. But if he moves up, I wouldn't be that mad. And I only saw the last round of the Rubisi fight. Wondora. That's my call.
All right. We got Fuck, I forgot what was your other name, champ. I know you don't want your government out. Yo?
What's going on? What's going on?
Chilling.
Talk in the building, man. Hey, that's crazy, though. Yesterday morning, I told you. I said, Espinoza, man, them long, rangy fighters in those weight classes, man, like from like 126 up to like maybe 140, they are a problem. And he was a problem. And I didn't fully trust all the way to put in my ticket, so I can't even say I get no credit or nothing like that, but I had a feeling. But Devin Haney did exactly what everybody thought he was going to do, what I thought he was going to do. He was going to put on a master class type boxing show. And I think this will add it with some power that we can see that kind of went up to 140. So hats off to that. And it's the funny thing is that after the fight, somebody asked Bill Haney about Shakur Stevenson talking about giving him his flowers and, you know, a good businessman. And he said, who is Shakur? I mean, that right there, that was cold. Mm-hmm. That was crazy. He said, who is Shakur?
And everybody started laughing, too. I seen that video.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. And Devin Haney, you know what I'm saying, talking about, like he said, like everybody keep on saying tank. Or he was like, everybody, he's a tank. If Tank wanted to make the fight, he would boost up the fight and not talk it down. And that's one thing that I can say that he, because I've been a person that's been on the Tank side of things, but it's just like as a neutral looking at it, that's the one thing I can say that Tank has not boosted a potential fight between him and Devin Haney.
Never. But he always put it down.
They always try to belittle it. But the one thing I can say in Tank's defense, he fought at 141st. He fought Berrios. Can Regis Prograis beat Ugas? You know what I'm saying? Berrios beat Ugas. I'm just saying there's some things that Tank can say, but that is true. He has talked it down to where it makes it.
Fuck if Berrios could beat Ugas or whoever you said. It ended when Regis was a two-time champ and Berrios was a regular champ.
And
Berrios had already fought at 22, 26, 30, 35, and 40. So you've been at how many divisions did I just count and you only won a regular belt? There's no fucking comparison to Berrios and Regis. Now, current Berrios, yeah, he cool, but he still just got an interim. There's no comparison to Regis. Like, we got to respect a full belt holder, let alone two-time world champion.
Right, I'm talking in regards to moving up, but you're right though, because Devin Haney moves up to 140 and beats Regis easily. So I mean, you got to respect the undisputed lightweight champ. I dig it. You're right. You're absolutely right. But Tank, if Tank wanted some things to say, he could say things along them lines. But I mean, the fight does need to happen, you know, right away. I mean, like we should not be waiting on this fight. It shouldn't be talked down, especially from the Tank side. But it was a good night of boxing. I can't believe Ebony Bridges lost. Messed my whole ticket up. And Robinson losing, that killed my ticket as well. But I appreciate my time. Thank you, Sauce Talker. I'm out.
Appreciate you. Yo, I ain't even put Robinson in my money line parlay because, you know, of Cantrell's passion. I just completely stood away. You know, you never know, man. You got to give motherfuckers the benefit of the doubt. Motherfucker calling in with that much passion. He might know. He might be on or something. We got a damn Kerry G. We never got the encounter. Lord have mercy. Apologies, my friend. God, I'm horrible. Kerry.
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
No doubt. So, truly, thank you, Cantrell, because like I don't bet too much. And, like, I just remember I was getting ready for work one day, and I'm just like, damn, I had to hop out and be like, what the fuck is this guy saying over here? And just like, so I thought Robisi was pretty cool, and I think he has, like, an interest in, like, attributes with his, like, reach for his, like, weight class. So, like, and he throws some cool uppercuts. I am a fan of how he throws uppercuts. So I was just like, you know, obviously this untested dude, even though he had a good interview with you, it was like, you know, should he win like that? But then I was just like, this guy is talking cash money again. So I just had to go for it. And, like, that was nice. So, like, and I put 40 down, and I got 375 for it.
Damn.
And it's, like, I put, like, 20 on Devin for the knockout, and it didn't come close. But I think, people keep saying that, Devin should have, stepped on the gas and stuff. And I think that people were getting so hyped by the version of Devin that they were seeing that they didn't see, only 4 to 5 moments in the fight when Regis actually shined to me. And I want to give him his respect for it because he got his ass whooped for 12 rounds. But Devin hurt Regis 5 moments in this fight, legitimately.
Yo, hold up, bro.
This should just disconnect it.
Kerry, you there? Kerry G? Tyron, you hear me? Check. Damn, did Twitter just have a fucking... some bullshit happen? Yo. All right, hold on a minute. Let me see if it's, I don't know, it's not connecting, but we're going to try again. Oop, wrong one. Fuck. Oh, man. So it's not connecting there. Give me a sec. In the meantime, we're going out to JP.
Yo, you got me now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, great performance. I mean, you know what? I ain't going to say great. I'm going to say really good. You know, really good. Two reasons. Of course, everybody has the same critique where we feel like Devin could have stepped on the gas a little more. Now, I'm not saying he has to go all out and sell out and go for the knockout, but at least give me more twos and threes, especially in the 11th, 12th round.
Let me ask you a question. Since I love to compare Devin to Mayweather, did Mayweather give you more twos and threes in the Canelo fight?
I think Canelo posed way more of a threat for a guy like, I think that we would compare this more to a Gotti or something like that. Mm-hmm. And in that fight, Mayweather definitely gave us more twos or threes when he clearly had him beat.
In that Gotti fight, Mayweather lost a round. He wasn't perfect like my boy Dev was. But Dev was 12-0. I don't know if you ever seen that before. Because Canelo versus Mayweather was 11-1. So I don't know if you ever seen what 12-0 looks like. Did you?
Mayweather was not 11-1 to Canelo. That was 12-0.
You crazy.
But
look up the scorecards, bro.
I know what the scorecard said, but we know it was 12-0. But I'm saying is this, though, man. Give me more twos and threes, especially the 11th, 12th round. Let me get a little leather. God damn. And he played it a little too safe.
JP, tell me you don't like Devin without really telling me you don't like Devin.
We still allowed to critique us. God damn, we ain't got to wash him up all day.
How you critiquing a perfect performance?
He's not perfect. It was not perfect.
But that's the problem right there. You asking a non-puncher to give you what punchers are supposed to give you. So when a boxer goes in there and boxes a master class, and that's the word that journalists are using. They've been in the sport for 30 years, but you got you calling in talking about it's not a master class. And in fact, the word master class leaves room for some sort of what? Not perfection, because I thought masterclass was perfect. I thought if I was on a masterclass,
I need a little more leather, man. He had the man clearly discouraged. He outwitted him. He had more athleticism. There was really nothing Regis could do. So, and it's just a small critique, man. If we gonna poke needles at things, but I give it a solid. And the only other criticism I would have is that I truly believe we've seen the last Regis on a championship level. I don't think we'll ever see him on a championship level again, and I don't think he's there anymore. I think he's past it. But other than that, it was a fantastic performance.
So now Devin retired him? That's what you're saying?
I don't know if he's retired, but I definitely think he's past being on the championship level. I don't think he can beat any of – I mean, maybe he could beat Rowley. I'm not 100% sure.
So Elvis Rodriguez beats Regis now?
I don't know, man. Maybe he can. I mean, Regis really just didn't show me nothing last night.
So basically, you got him beating a hard punching contender in Elvis Rodriguez. You also have him beating a current champion in Rowley. But somehow you're trying to say that Regis is done on a high level. I gotta go, man. Giving people free time like you is weird.
We needed more twos and threes, baby. We needed it. We have to have some. Show me some love.
Now I know why he used to write for Boxing News 24, because they only write hateful shit. Like, that's the one website that allows their authors to just be like, Terrence Crawford's resume is complete garbage. Terrence Crawford's ducking Jerron Ennis. Like, I see why you wrote on that site, bro. Y'all terrible, man. Like, the word masterclass, how can it not be associated with perfect? Like, when someone does something to the level of a masterclass, it wasn't perfect. Like, bro, my man pitched a shutout and you still finding a way to get mad. That's hilarious, bro. Kerry G, trying you again. Oh, man, I hope this Twitter Spaces is not fucked. Kerry, are you there? There was an error adding you, is what Twitter said. I think it's a Twitter thing. Kerry, you there? Another error. Let's try C-Dub. You there? Got to unmute? We hear nothing. C-Dub, try again. Yeah, we hear nothing, bro. How about I end the space and try and do a new one? Let's see if that works. Hopefully it does. If not, you already know you're going to have to use our landline or our Discord. Ended that. I'm going to go ahead and fucking close the app out. We'll go to some of these calls. We got CJ. Did we get to you this fine morning, my friend?
No, we ain't got to me yet. But I definitely want to start with where all the niggas who was talking about fingernails and haircuts and sunglasses winning faceoffs. Was Dev gonna clinch and hold? He wasn't gonna fight in the inside and no power. He can't say he gonna beat the fuck out of anybody because they ain't never beat the fuck out of anybody. He beat the fuck out of bro. Regis' face was all types of bruised up. He was clearly scared to come to him. They really was setting him up the whole time. If Regis would have came in there, wow, that's how they was trying to get him. He was right. They was getting him animated all in the face-off, hoping he'd come in. Because Devin ain't got, like, just one like, he touch you when you just knocked out power. But if you run into him, he catch you clean, he was going to knock him out. They was looking to knock dude out. I want to shout out Baby Joker. I mean, he one of my favorite callers. He be hating, but he called in and ate his crow. Who else called in? The dude who be like, Shakur fan.
Mm-hmm.
Dude too. I give him a little bit of credit. He called in. J. Billy kinda. I don't know why he was making it seem like it's just crazy to think that Devin could come up and just, you know, do what he did to Regis when we talking about like generational. Like T.O., the Four Kings, they was like prodigies. They able to come up and make fighters not look that good anymore. You know what I'm saying? That's just like what Hall of Fame. Terrence did the same thing. He was just going up and beating everybody. That's because they like Hall of Fame type fighters. They make people look like that. So it was never crazy to think that. If Boots go up right now to 54, and he could easily be out there making 54-pounders not look that good. He's just that good. Who else? C-Dub, we got to hear from bro. We got to hear from him. So I don't know, you know, you get his call together, but he was talking so crazy. I mean, he was bringing up people's face, taking shots at them, calling them, you know, bringing up Santa Claus, all types of stuff. So he got to call in and eat the crow for sure. I definitely don't want to see no. I don't want to see a Ryan fight though. Ness, I really don't, because I don't think Ryan has any chance of beating him. And it's really about getting better. I feel like that's why I like Bill and them. They went out. People said they struggled with southpaws. They went and sought out southpaws. All preparing for Tanks and Shakur's. You say I ain't good at this, I'm actually trying to be the best boxer. I'm going to go out and learn how to do that. So I like seeing him challenge himself so he can keep getting better and keep staying ahead of everybody else. Just my last thing. The caller who said that Boots and them is second-guessing, like, don't do that, man. This is Devin's day. Let's not take it there. I love Dev, but that's a whole different type of thing. We don't need to do that. Don't say Boots and them scared in Devin. Please don't do that. Don't push him into that. That's wild. Just let him rock out and go on his path. He ain't got to be. That's OC. Just chill out. Shout out to the boxing boys. Shout out to everybody who wants some money. I'm about to join the whatever.
Feel like it's your
niggas
time.
Making too much money. Shout out to BB.
All right, champ. Appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling in. I did restart the spaces, but it looking like that ain't working, man. So you might have to jump on our landline and on our Discord. We got NO in New Orleans. Talk to us.
Ooh. I'm an audio sound. That's
straight.
All right. Yeah, I'm on a roll right now, bro. In New Mexico, going across this interstate. I watched the fight on my phone last night, bro. I bought the fight. I can watch it again if I want to, bro. But that ain't the fight I want to see again, Ness. Ness, how many times you got on me behind not bagging Reason Pro Grid because he's supposed to be from the same city I was at? How many times? At least about 3 times, right? Now, Ness, if I come on your show today, and I say the same thing I've been saying about Regis the whole time. You and Danica, y'all can attest to this, and the callers. How could you say that's hating, man? How can you say that's hating?
Say again, bro. I'm sorry. I'm getting messages left and right. What you say? How
right.
You come on? If I'm
saying the same thing I've been saying the whole while about Regis, how could you consider that hating? If I call in today with my same critique of Regis Pro Grid.
And kind of critique, what we talking about here?
I've been telling you the man was limited, bro. I've been telling you that this man,
he's not on that level.
That's,
but I don't understand that. Everybody want to say
he's... But I've been saying it, though.
Yeah,
I've been
saying
so though,
why
bro.
Nobody
this
ain't expose
today.
It? Why nobody ain't expose it?
John Taylor, he fought the wrong fight. He didn't fight the fight Devin fought. He likes to John Taylor likes to be on the inside, Ness. He likes to bang. He likes to lean on you.
Okay,
he
but listen to me. That don't got
go ahead.
That don't got nothing to do with him having a 3-fight deal with PBC. And who did they give him exactly? Can you remember? That ain't got nothing to do with him. Having a deal.
We talking about John Taylor was never with PBC?
I'm talking about Regis, bro. You saying Regis was limited.
Oh, okay, Regis.
You saying Regis was limited, but
yeah,
he
his
been,
ability. I'm talking about his ability.
My
his
brother,
ability,
he been
bro.
Getting avoided for about 5 years. Name one fighter calls out Regis
program. Who avoided Regis? Who was avoiding Regis?
Tank Davis.
Man, Tank wasn't avoiding no Regis, man. You believe that, Ness?
Oh.
Ness, you believe that.
Shit. So Regis didn't sign the PBC calling out Tank. Leonard Ellerbe didn't come on and say, we never told you or promised you was going to get. It wasn't a whole Twitter shit. Is you really like,
but how,
is you on some
how
Team Calvin bullshit
duck,
right
bro?
Now?
How can you call it a duck, man?
My brother, we've been calling you out for 4 years. What the fuck you mean? You ignoring me. You literally ignoring me.
That man been calling everybody out for 4 years. Right,
man.
He been calling right, out everybody.
Man.
He just trying right. to get a fight.
Yo, it's crazy, man.
Who's not doing that, man?
Bro, all I'm saying is this is exactly why we don't
you
grow.
Feel like it's your time.
This is exactly why we don't grow as a people. Bro, that's your time. That's your time. This is why we don't grow as a people. This man is from New Orleans. Rougarou is from New Orleans. He's a 2-time world champ. I don't even know another world champ from New Orleans. This man got the nerve to come on here, say, I told you he was limited. I've been telling you he was limited. So what Haney did don't mean shit. That's the only world champ y'all got. Oh, my motherfucking God. Jaime Moreno, what up? CW, you got a counterpunch from Optimus Prime. What up, what up, what up?
Hold on, let me turn up the volume real quick.
Yo, y'all hear me?
Yep.
What up, yo, man? Great night of boxing. Great night of boxing, man. Damn, man. Reason. I don't even know what to say, man. You know, Haney did his thing, man. And, you know, can't wait to see what's in store for him next. You know, I think Regis still has a couple good fights, you know. Eddie's going to do what he's going to do. He's already spinning the narrative, you know, to get him in another big fight. And, you know, Devin, I want to see him. I want to see him against Teo this year. Hopefully that happens. That's the fight I want, you know. And what was y'all saying about Calvin Harris is saying leave Tank alone or something like that?
Calvin Ford said that Devin Haney wants $30 million and Kenny Ellis wants Devin Haney to fight Jahron Boots Ennis next.
That's crazy. That's crazy, man. You know, Devin did look big last night, but, you know, I wouldn't want to see him at 47 this year. I think there's a lot of money for him to make at 40 for at least the next 2 years. I don't see Tank, you know, eyeing 140 anytime soon, man. I think, you know, we definitely going to get that Pitbull fight next, you know, but I don't see what else Tank is going to do, man. But that's all I got, man. Great fight, and shout out to Espinoza, man. I stopped watching the Regis fight like around 8, you know, once I flipped the channel and Espinoza was putting on Ramirez. You know, you love to see those Cinderella stories, man. I was rooting for both of them, honestly, but. You know, glad to see my countryman, you know, pull off the victory. His life is definitely going to change. And, you know, this is the sport we love, man. You know, you love to see stuff like that happen. But, all right, man, I'll let y'all go.
Salute, champ. Appreciate you on the check-in. Jaime Moreno. If you're watching this on YouTube, free ways to support. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're trying to get to 186,000. We could do that today if you help me and subscribe. Right now, we're at 185,293 subscribers. So if you haven't already subscribed, go ahead and do so. If you haven't already, hit the thumbs up. That's another free way to help the show grow. And the biggest, most bestest, special way would obviously be to share this episode. That's going to put it in the eyes of other boxing fans that don't know we rocking out multiple times a day. Yesterday, we were live all day, damn near, and we were not mad because it was an amazing day of boxing. I got Brandon in Cincinnati. What up? You ready to admit it? Is you ready to admit it, Brandon?
Yo, TBV, what's up? Admit what, Ness? What's up, my brother?
Are you ready to admit it?
I mean, what, bro? I'm fucked, bro. Just get to the point, bro. I'm hungover. I got fucked up. I didn't watch any boxing. Woke up with one sock on. What's up, bro? Admit
nah,
what,
nah,
though?
Nah,
I'm hearing
nah, the- nah. I'd rather have that conversation when you more there than. Go ahead, do your thing.
What you? I'm saying, say what you got to say. I'm about to go home. I found a link to the fight. I'm gonna watch it once I get to the crib. But yeah, man.
Man, that's crazy, bro. Another reason
bro.
We won't get the Tank fight. Listen to this guy.
Bro. The day is Sunday. Well, I'm supposed to buy the pay-per-view a day later? Bro.
Yeah, it's there for sale. They got it for sale.
Oh, why the fuck you ain't say that? I didn't know. I guess I'll buy the motherfucker, man. I'll buy it. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn. But yeah, man, I got fucked up last night, man. School was toe up. I got to do better, man. I'm missing some prime boxing because I want to be a city boy and shit. So I didn't watch the fight, but I picked Devin. What the fuck you talking? I picked Devin to win on the show yesterday. What am I admitting? You act like I didn't pick him to win.
You got to admit that he's better than Crawford.
Man, get the...
Bro, brother.
Man, what the fuck?
Brother. There's at least a logical debate. The kid is 24 years old doing what no boxer before him has done.
The circle jerk has got to stop, Ness.
Only Wilfredo Benitez, my brother, I think only Wilfredo Benitez has been this young and done this in two different divisions. He wasn't undisputed in one. Like, when y'all going to start giving the kid credit? When you going to admit it? Like, Crawford could do all that he did and fight the Sanabrias and the Beltrons of the world, and Devin could do what he's doing, and you just be like, yeah, no, for his age, yeah, he's doing it better than Floyd. He's doing it better than Crawford. He's doing it better than anybody we know. He the trendsetter. He the water walker. He what these kids need to look up to. Tell the truth, man.
Bro, how did this become a Bud bro? If you want to say at 24 he's accomplished more than Bud did at 24, that's one thing.
More than anybody we've ever known.
That's fine, bro, but you can't get mad when people don't want to be a part of this Devin Haney circle jerk 7 days of fucking
week,
bro.
I'm just saying, guys like you was telling guys like me that Bud was great when he was knocking out.
You may feel like it's your turn.
Bro, you talk through my whole call talking about fucking
Bud, I'll give you another call. I'm just saying, I remember guys like you telling us how Bud was the greatest when he didn't accomplish it. Meanwhile, this kid's accomplishing it, and y'all not doing the same.
We weren't saying he was the greatest at 24, though, Ness. We were saying he was the greatest after he accomplished what he accomplished. We weren't saying when he beat Sanabria he was the greatest, or when he beat fucking Jerry Jean he was the greatest.
So when did you start saying he was the greatest? Because you're falling into the trap. You see how you're falling into the trap? You naming names. Now you're about to tell us when. So when did you start saying he was the greatest?
For me, when I realized he was the greatest, when I thought he was the greatest thing smoking was after the Postal fight.
Okay.
That's when I knew.
So we talking about a Postal, a one-time champ. So that's all I'm saying. Where's your call for saying, yo, this kid is 24. He's the greatest.
Bro, you ain't let me even give him no props because you wanted me to go straight to the fucking jersey.
You led with, I'm still in the fight and I ain't watching. That's what you led with, motherfucker.
Because I went out, bro. I party, bro.
Come on, man. I got a social life.
I'm going to stop with
that. That shit.
If
this was Bud fighting Beltran, you and J-Mac be motherfucking having a motherfucking a tailgate party in the fucking parking lot, man. Knock it off. Give that kid his respect. Ain't nobody doing this shit.
Bro, shout out to Dev. I'm going to go back and watch the fight. I'm hearing great things. Shout out to me and the other two winners of the Pick'em League. Join the Pick'em League. Something in my gut wanted me to pick Rafael. Like, man, Robisi's kind of small. This motherfucker 6'1", and he punching. But I'm like, nope, I've been there. I've been risk-taking for too long. Motherfuckers acting like I lost it. Let me be conservative and pick the person I've seen fight. And as soon as I play conservative, I fucking lose. But shout out to me also. I told niggas Montana Love was going to get knocked the fuck out. Told him. Told y'all, Montana Love is not the real deal, man. He is not the real deal. He needs to stay away from fucking Australians. He might as well go fucking blow Australia up.
You mean Ohio need to stay away? They 0-3. Look it up.
Who the other one?
Go to Ohio Runs boxing page. I'm gonna put after this smoke break.
I know Ohio Run boxing. That's my dog. I be talking to him all the time. But yeah, man, I'm gonna go back and watch the fights. But yeah, salute to Dev Dollars, man. He's becoming the people's champ. Dad is super accessible. He's taking the fights his contemporaries don't want to take. He's looking good doing it. He's got the look. He's fly. He's flashy. He's got the broads. He's becoming the people's champ. Tank is going to always be the corporate champ because of the knockouts and because of the Floyd cosign, but it's only so long he can eat Chipotle. Tank. You got to eat a nutritious, balanced diet, brother. You can't eat Chipotle and Taco Bell forever. And it's only so long people going to let that shit slide. So you better start taking these fights like Devin's taking these fights because it's only so long.
He's going to be the people's champ for now, but he's going to be the big dog here soon. Like I said, so salute to Dev, man. He's great, bro. He's great. I'm not going to be a part of your fucking circle,
let me ask
jerk,
you a question.
But he's a great fighter.
Let me ask you a question. Did Javonta Davis avoid Regis Progre in your eyes?
Bro, Javonta, he talk shit. Yes.
Okay.
You can't say I'm going to knock a motherfucker out on Twitter or what you going to do to a motherfucker on Twitter and then your promoter say, well, you ain't getting the fight. Like, that's what Tank does. He talks that gangster shit about Josh Taylor, Regis Progre, Bud, all these motherfuckers just to fight the motherfucking Mr. Sancho's janitor or some shit. Like, I don't believe anything.
I just wanted to make sure we had an alumni caller. I mean, I think N.O. been calling in here for like any bit of 10 years. My man said, when did Tank avoid Regis? I thought I was going crazy. I thought I fucking imagined it. But thank you, brother. We done gave you 80-something minutes there to, you know. And look, I'm going to be real. Yeah, I was trolling. I was trolling with the Bud shit, but there's still a logical debate and truth to that. Like, these Bud tenders is what we coined them, right, when they was like extra fanatics of Bud. They was telling us he was popping like way back and calling it our test. All I'm saying is like, damn, when motherfuckers going to get fanatical with Devin who actually showing shit? You feel me? Not no our test, not no, oh, you know, he tweeting that he could beat XYZ. No, actually showing you what he could do. And I don't see motherfuckers calling him nothing like. Oh, that was a high fight. Now they calling in to diminish the fighters that he beaten. It's just a little weird to me. A little weird, but you know I love my job. I love being right here to tell motherfuckers they some hypocrites. CW, you do got a counterpunch from my mans, Optimus Prime. What up?
Yo, yo, hot audio.
Straight.
Straight, man. That's what's up, man. Shout out TBV. Smash that like button, it's free. Do something with yourself. You know, man, y'all got to watch out for Ness, man. He do a good job, man, promoting the fight. You know, and twisting narratives, man.
Mm.
You know, you just got to catch him, man, because you know if you listen, you know, and not be emotional. I said, decision Devin.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's not going to play the crow soundbite for me. Because he know. See, but, you know, he got a show and he do a good job of rallying the crowd, though. But he know. You know.
But
you know what I'm saying?
I gave
the ambiguous. I agree with the ambiguous. Somebody to get a knockdown.
Whoa!
Right?
Whoa!
Right?
No. You made hella jokes
right?
to that.
Right?
Now you trying to ride with that?
yo, we can play the callback. Play the callback.
Yo,
go back,
bro. But wasn't
make
that sarcasm?
I got about five of them.
No,
make,
I just want to ask. Like, if you telling me that wasn't sarcasm, then okay, I interpret that as sarcasm directed at me for even believing that the knockdown could be open to either fighter.
Hey, man, see, again, just again, man, I guess, I don't know if the hardcore, you know, the hardcore shit, the Saiyans get them, man, you know, but you think it's casual shit when a puncher's chance. So a puncher's chance is anyone that has been trained to punch can catch a person on the chin and have a chance to change the fight. The boxer told you that. I mean, I don't know how many times you're going to ask somebody. I hope you stop asking people that now so you can let it go and just say Hardcore Doug was right.
What you mean? People already
that you shit.
People on, already have explained that if you land
I'm
a
talking
punch,
about you asked the boxer yesterday, right? What the boxer told you yesterday. He agreed with me or he agreed with you?
He agreed with both of us. He said if you got the chance to land and you ain't knock him out, then yeah, there's a debate for you not to have a puncher's chance. Like you
but landed you gotta,
the shot.
They got to get up, though. In your scenario, though, they got to get up. In my scenario, I'm just saying you knock them down and you can change the fight. If they get up and they don't, then okay. Then you can take it away. But going into the fight, every boxer got a puncher's chance if you train. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, Devin showed us. I did one, man. I'm from Missouri sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows from Alabama, but I'm from Missouri, the show me state. You got to show me, man. You know, I don't walk on faith. I don't believe in that for shit. You just got to show me. And Devin showed that he wanted he special at 140. It wasn't no jabbing. I didn't see no grabbing, and I didn't just say he just a jab. Said the jab just not gonna win. He had to come out of first gear, which he did in the first round. He was letting that two go. He started. I said, oh, this is gonna be a special fight right here. So I watched the whole fight. I didn't even go back and forth on the road, BC. You know, I was just interested in seeing a new Devin, like a Devin that I haven't seen before.
Did you have
Devin
seen?
That nobody. Had, oh, this was a Devin that nobody ain't seen
Devin,
before.
This ain't
man.
The same Devin from Cambosos too, from Linares, from Gamboa.
Hey, I know. I seen it against. And now they're 140.
Now that 140.
Unknown results.
More
got
excuses. I love them.
Unknown results. Man, hey, at 140, I seen this is the special Devin that I don't know. I had Tank. I was betting. I'm all in on Tank at 135. But at 140, I'm not sure. But, yeah, man, he a water walker. He earned that. He washed Regis 12-0. I didn't give him no rounds on my scorecard. And I know why the dude didn't stop the fight, you know, because Regis could still got a punch of chance. At any point in time, he can probably land that shot. But, yeah, it never came. And Devin just stayed on point the whole time, man, the whole time. So something special at 140. If he's talking about going up to 147 to fight Keith Thurman, those questions are going to come again. Because like you said, Ness, there are weight classes for a reason. I mean, there are these things. Awesome for before me and you, there are weight classes for a reason. So you know.
Yeah, man.
So next,
you want that crow for thinking that the knockdown couldn't happen, for thinking that power don't carry up, for thinking that Devin
if you eat your crow, yeah, if you eat your crow for Ngannou not having a puncher's chance.
Oh wow.
You see how they go, Ness?
Oh,
seriously,
wow.
A one.
Go,
you never ate your
go.
Crow, but now you asking me.
I got it.
Oh, because I said decision Devin, and people get emotional. I've been said decision Devin, man. And you can make the decision Devin, and you're going to get your money, man. I did that for the last, I don't know how many fights. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I see him winning. He number one. He number two at the 140 division is deep now. You got T.O. and Devin tied at number one. You know, his victory was just as spectacular over the two-time champ, even though Josh beat Regis. But Regis was a two-time champ, man. And then Devin didn't acclimate or nothing. I don't know what they – man, he was throwing the two. He was throwing the three behind it. He didn't grab not one time. This is a problem. This is a problem. I can't wait to be able to come on the show. I look forward to it, man. You know, shout out to the community. You know, I look forward to it. I'm here. You know, I'm not going to go nowhere, man. You know, when you out here picking picks, and being on the pick'em league, man, you know, putting it all on the line all the time, man. You're going to have to spend a lot. But you live. You live to see another day. Shout out TBV. Smash that like button. It's free. Do something with yourself.
Ah, man. I love to hear people scrambling, bro. We got Harlem World. What up?
Yo, what?
Yo, you got too many people in line. You hear me, though?
Yes.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I'm disappointed in a lot of these niggas that's supposed to be alumni and motherfucking long-time callers and these shitty takes these niggas got for people who... These niggas is paying money to get their motherfucking opinion on first and coming with the worst takes I'd have ever heard in the fucking history of boxing. But, yeah, Dad did what Dad was supposed to do. I tried to call and see. I be trying to call in and press one, but these niggas be taking over the fucking phone, so I can't even call in to say Devin's gonna beat the shit out of him the whole time. But yeah, he did what he was supposed to do. And Regis still a great champion. Well, not no more, but shit. Shout out to Dev. Shout out to the money being made. And shout out to homeboy who told us about Espinoza too. So sprinkle a little $5 on there too. So yeah, my little 50. And we had plus like 1300 on FanDuel too. We didn't get that plus 7. So, shout out, homeboy.
All right.
That's my call though.
Yo, Larry Smooth, where you at? Larry Smooth under my post that now has over 135 retweets. And look at him. Larry Smooth is from our community. He be calling. Look, he says, man, knock it off. Before yesterday's fight, Dev was talking about 147 shit, but now you protecting him from Boots? Laughing my ass off. I said, or you protecting Tank. Larry Smooth. Yo, people really out here defending that shit. Like, they on the Rise podcast talking about, like, people sending me clips as we speak of everything Calvin's saying, everywhere he's saying it, and they on the Rise podcast right now talking about that Devin didn't accept Shakur terms, so how he even going to accept Tank terms? Bruh, tell us y'all don't want the fight without telling us y'all don't want the fight. Yo, how are y'all fans of this shit? Like, at some point, you got to wake up and smell the coffee. Tereplanista.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes.
Bro, I want to talk about my Cubans, you know, but, like, you are really good at what you do, man. Like, I love how you use the show to bait people, because that's bait, bro. How are you going to say that Devin Haney's better than Bud, bro? What are you smoking now, man?
So there's no argument? There's no argument? Because let me ask you something.
What are you talking about?
Okay,
you cannot become number one, beating number twos. I told you this. Mm-hmm. Regis Brooks couldn't even get past Errol in the amateurs. Regis fights at a weight below Errol. Terrence just beat Errol, who is by far way better than Regis in everybody's books.
My brother,
I knocked him out.
My brother,
and you're out here talking to you. You're
brother,
high on a knockdown.
My brother.
You are high on a knockdown.
My brother,
way
do you know? Do you
nothing.
Know? Do you know how great of an amateur Vanez Matarossian was? Like, you talking about amateur boxing? Why?
You're better than Lara, but bro, are you really well? Even in pros, you really gonna tell me that Regis, a guy who could barely even make champion because he was getting beat either in his first defense or when
God,
he was
barely a two-time champ, barely could be a champ. Wow, the hate. What did Devin do for y'all to hate him so much?
It's not Devin, it's you. It's you saying that he's better than Bud off of beating Regis, bro.
So,
that's crazy.
So can we have a conversation? Because you think that what I'm saying is crazy, but you won't let me talk to you.
Bro, how are we going to have – that's like having a conversation about whether the artist is actually behind the radio. That's crazy talk. How are we going to have a conversation about Devin Haney being better than Bud?
Can you hear me out?
Okay, say.
Do you or do you – not come on here on a weekly basis, because I'm trying not to lie or exaggerate. So do you or do you not come on here on a weekly basis to tell us how good David Morrell is?
Yeah, he's amazing, bro.
Okay. Does David Morrell have the accomplishments of Devin Haney?
No, because he hasn't had the opportunities. The resume is not there.
Yes or
how
no.
Is that?
Listen, we're just having a conversation. Don't get excited. It's just yes or no. Yes or no, because I got more questions. Yes or no?
No. Obviously, no. We're talking about Bud versus Haney, though. We're talking about Bud and Haney.
Okay,
and Morrell.
But so David Morrell doesn't have the accomplishments of Devin Haney, and you said no, right?
No way. Absolutely
no way.
Like, how?
But you call in here weekly and tell us that David Morrell is being ducked by David Benavidez, correct? Yes or no? Just
yeah,
yes or no?
He definitely is, and that would be a great fight
like
that, Ramirez fight.
Yes or no, bro? That's it. Just yes or no. So I'm telling the people, right, that Devin is better than someone because he's doing what they did. Hold on.
But it's not your time.
Because he's doing what they did at a faster pace and even at a greater pace in terms of quality of opponents and speed of accomplishment. But hold on. But your argument is that he's better just because he's Cuban and he's got a deep amateur background. So who's really crazy?
You are, bro, because you want Devin Haney to prove that he's number one. Beating number twos, bro. He could fight Bud. Bud is one division above. Tell him to fight Bud and prove it. You want him to prove him by beating the opponents Bud better. Why not just beat the guy? Do you want to circumvent beating the guy? You want him to prove he's better than Theo by beating the guys that Theo fought, not beating Theo himself. Tell him to beat Theo. I don't want to see him beat the guys that Theo beat.
All right, my brother. All right.
You don't want to see the fight.
I just wanted the people to know that you're the same person that tells us Morrell is great.
And he is. I want to see the fights, though. I don't want him to beat Plant better than Benavidez did. I want him to beat Benavidez.
All I know that the guy that I'm backing and saying should be talked about being as great as the people you guys already call great actually is proving it. The guys you're backing, you're still waiting for him to prove it, but you're calling me crazy. You're saying that I'm some sort of, you know, marketing, you know, wizard, and I'm twisting. Yeah, you sound crazy, brother.
No, man, it's the truth, man. You know that that's just insane what you're saying. He could fight Bud, but he's still not retired. You're going to say that Floyd Mayweather, to Floyd. Bud is not retired. Tell him to fight Bud then.
Use the word insane when you literally, you literally said that Regis barely could become champ. A two-time champ barely could become champ in this conversation is what you said. You know,
bro, but like weeks ago, you guys were talking about Tank versus Bud. Tank was even like talking about, Bud, because he said some shit about knocking him out earlier in the talk. Then make the Haney Bud then. If you think Haney that good, Haney's better than Bud, and you want to make an argument, let's not argue. Let's ask for the fight.
All right, my brother, take it easy. Enjoy your day. Bo Rogers, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me get my course.
You got it, champ. Look at this fine man. This is what we talking about right here.
Alright. I give Devin credit for what he done last night. Boy looked sensational. He looked real good. He did what he's supposed to do. And I will say, you know, he looked just probably the best I ever seen him look. But like I said, I think he was supposed to do that to Regis. I don't got no faith in Regis no more. Didn't have none in a minute where I just needed to know what the performance against the really who he was now. Or, you know, but, you know, I think Devin is ready to fight everybody in the whole entire world. He's ready for the world. I don't want no more protection. I want him to go fight Tank, fight Shakur, Rashida Ellis, and you know, I want him to fight guys that know how to box, not guys who just, like, I've never seen Devin really fight nobody at his height yet. His arm length. I've never seen him fight nobody. I've never seen him have to cut off a ring before. I want to see him in them situations. You know, I want to really see. I don't want to keep seeing you fight select for the guys who come forward. You know what I'm saying? I want to see you really fight the best man. I won't be able to go ahead. I was worried at first. But now I see you ready. Like I said, I'm not going to take away your victory against Regis. Because you won every round conventionally. And that's what I think you're supposed to do if you're going to be in there with somebody that really everybody else looked at as a bum. So, shout out to Devin. Shout out to the Lakers last night, you know, for doing what they did. But it's time for Devin to really step it up. Fight Tank. If I don't care, you say you would go down to 135 for the right amount of money. If Tank now offer you a deal at 135 and they throw you the money you want, take it. I want to see you do that. I want to see you fight somebody that moves back and you have to come and get them. I want to see that because I ain't never seen that from Devin. I ain't never seen him in the ring with somebody he won't outweigh by 20 times. I want to see this shit. But I give him credit for it because it's just like when Floyd fought Marquez, flawless. That's what you do to the smaller guy. But you don't get credit for beating up on smaller guys. You don't start getting loved until you start moving up and fighting guys that are bigger than you. That's why people like Tank and Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. They was always the smaller guys in the ring. So, you know, shout out to Devin one more time.
You may feel like it's your turn.
Bo, that's the call. Rob in Vegas. Rob, actually, give me a sec here. Let me get to some of these. My bad.
Say less. You got it.
I got Rocky Rodriguez, member for 9 months on that champ level. He says Devin versus T.O. at 147 is going to be a super fight. Why not at 140 for unification or undisputed? Beasley in the 598, $10. He was a champion. Now he's limited? Damn, man, no. Haney was better, much better. Simple. Cantrell spreading that love after that getting that $35,000 bet. Another $10 after already sending $225. The fact that Espinoza hurt his foot in round two and got dropped hard in five, the fight could have got stopped. To drop Ramirez in 12 and win is a Rocky movie. Cantrell right back at us with another $10. He says, Ness, I didn't hear you give yourself crow. What we waiting for? For which fight? I didn't say you were wrong. I said I stood away from it. What are you talking about? But saluting emojis to you, too. I don't get it. Stay wavy. I'm going to get to your counterpunch right after this call. We got Dev. Welcome to the champ level. You should have joined yesterday, Dev, because we definitely made everybody some money. Feel me? These other guys talk that shit. We actually put dollars in your pocket.
The champ is here. The champ is here. The champ is here.
IMQ, member for 11 months on that champ level, so he been making that bread. He says, people are going to hate when you are great. Keep it moving, $2. $35,000, that's a down payment. Closing cost inspection. You ain't fucking lying. He should certainly buy a house. He going to Africa, though. You know, but that's wow. Okay, Vegas, take it away.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I couldn't wait to hear what they had to say this morning. Just as we suspected, a whole bunch of, man, knock it the fuck off. Knock it off, man. Get Dev his credit. Get Ness his credit. C-Dub, boy, you calling it, you're getting worse every day. You're making it very hard not to call your name. Stand out so much on the bullshit, bro. Like, what happened to all that? Regis was a tough opponent. How you always asking Ness to eat crow, bro, but you don't never want, like, you one of them guys who you can tell you just do not take accountability, bro. Like, you gotta learn to take some accountability, bro. Like, how you go ask me to eat crow for being right? And then you don't want to ask for your crow because you call in a half-ass waffle every pick. Regis is a tough opponent. Regis is a tough opponent. Don't just overlook him.
So he's just going to move up and knock down Regis? Ha, 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 ha.
Yo, he's funny.
So you're telling me he's going to move up and knock down Regis? Like, bingo, okay, we not saying that. But he did get that knocked down. Did, but it's a new victim, though. Hold up. The Robisi fan, who is bro? Like, we got to call you out, bro. Who are you and what are you doing? Who's that guy? That called in for Robisi?
The Cuban?
Now he lost. Yeah. Buddy be wild.
He ain't even say nothing about Robisi getting knocked out.
It was real quiet. That's why I had to make sure to bring it up. Like, hold up, bro. And then you want to talk about O'Savory all the time. Like, O'Savory Gutierrez has 9 fights, bro. Like, you always want to talk about O'Savory, bro. No, bring Robisi back up, bro. Bring Robisi back up, bro. Before you try to talk to Ness about eating pro
he
and who
ignored,
he shows
listen,
favorite
listen,
is.
Listen, imagine Devin Haney would have had the fight that Robisi had in his hometown where Robisi got put in Miami. They took Robisi to Miami. This was a hometown fight. So he ignored that to shit on Devin Haney and try to shit on me. But this is what they do. They ignore the facts.
I would have forgot Robisi fought tomorrow. Like, until I heard it. I mean, fought yesterday. Until I heard his voice, I would have forgot Robisi fought yesterday. Like, hold up, bro. Like, wasn't you talking a whole bunch of shit about somebody? Like, dude, do not want to. Boy, it's crazy, man. Hey, y'all just enjoy what you're watching. Sometimes y'all got to sit back and learn to enjoy what you're witnessing. Ness isn't saying he's better than Crawford right now. He's saying, arguably, on the pace. I told you it's the school systems. I'm always make sure to bring up the school system so we can remind ourselves that they have been failing us for years because these niggas calling me improving. What he's arguing is that on the pace Devin's on, he could end up better than those guys.
He's doing everything faster and at a younger age. That's my call, man. I appreciate it. Take care, man.
Bruh, and cleaner. Like, come on, yo, bruh. Bud bust
hey,
on the
he
scene.
Don't even look like he was in a fight yesterday. That's crazy.
Bud,
with a two-time champion.
Bud bust on the scene with a dude that got a knockout over Khan, but had multiple losses, British Prescott. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so, like,
goodness.
if we go name for name, the kid is putting up a argument that, like, he deserves to be in there in that conversation of greatness. Like, why else is Wilfredo Benitez in there? Because he did what he did so young. Why is Tyson in it? Because he did what he did so young. So, like, why now we can't bring up this kid? He young. He doing it. Nah. Nah, you a
they
Haney
don't like
voice.
What they don't like
you
the way
Haney
it looks. They don't like the way it looks. They're some lookers. They like the lookers. They don't like the way it looks.
Word.
That's funny, man.
But listen,
funny.
Chad,
hey, man,
appreciate you, man. Rob in Vegas, appreciate you. That was the time. Let me see what we got. I think we had a counter, right? Do we got one somewhere slipping hot? And who we got? Harlem World, we got to you, right? Because I know we had to get back to you. Did we get to you? Harlem. Caesar, Texas. You was picking Regis. Eat that crow. I don't need Tyrone for that. I know who you pick. Right? Right, Caesar? Now you want to act quiet. Caesar! Stay wavy. It was you who had the counterpunch. My bad. Caesar ducked us. Y'all seen that? I remember he picked Regis. He said he rhyme with the city.
Yo.
What up?
Yeah, so I told him, let me talk my shit, man. Ness, these niggas are fucking disgraceful, bro. You niggas are straight up bitches. Your mom should have fucking swallowed you, bitch ass niggas, bro. When we had the prediction, all you niggas called into the show and said Regis was gonna knock Devin out. Now y'all saying, oh, Regis looks too small. Oh, Regis looks too flat footed. Oh, Regis don't got no resume. I haven't heard one person call in and keep that same fucking energy, my nigga. None
they
of you
won't,
niggas called
bro.
In and ate crow. I mean, Ness, they can't just give a man his credit, bro. This
bruh,
shit is crazy, man.
They're not going to. Like, Floyd beat Pacquiao
bruh.
In the greatest fight of his career, and the next day they called him a runner, bro. That's how boxing works.
Bro, this is disgraceful, my nigga. This is why boxing is how it is, man. You can't satisfy you bitch-ass niggas, bro. I don't get it. Regis got tiger stripes on his face, man. The nigga's face turned dark skin. That's, he went from looking like Lloyd. He's fine too, but I want. See, now the nigga look like Pussy T. The nigga look like Pussy T now, and that's because his face got his dark spots all over his face. That's you niggas call Devin Haney pillow fish. He's calling Mazzolani. So what did Devin do? Move up to 140, got his power up.
I can't. Oh my God. You brought up Malignaggi. Did anybody see? Is he okay? Because that motherfucker was hating, talking about what makes a star. What is he going to say today?
Man.
Hey, Paul A., I'm going to give Paulie a shout-out. Hey, Paul A., the minute I finish, I'm going to watch Coffee and Paulie with fucking Paulie. I want to see what the
Teddy
fuck
Atlas
you had
too.
To say.
Teddy Atlas, too. Atlas picked
Haney, bro.
Okay,
he picked
respect. Haney. Shout out to Teddy Atlas. Shout out to OG. That's on me. I'll eat crow for that. But, Ness, let me talk about shit. Let me get this off before I got to go. Let me get this off. Guys, Devin Haney has to be the most hated boxer in the history. You guys didn't even hate Floyd like this. What's crazy is your favorite fighter is not doing what Devin Haney is doing. All you Shakira, Tupac, Stevenson fans, the nigga just put y'all niggas to sleep in his last fight. He ran around like a little bitch. The same nigga that was telling Devin Haney when he was 16, I'm tired. I don't want to go no more. I'm tired. Devin, you're hitting me too. I'm tired. The nigga put y'all to sleep. Devin Haney stood toe-to-toe with Regis the whole night and beat him the fuck up and put him on his ass. And you niggas are still complaining. To the Javante Tank Davis fans, he's not fighting people that you want to see him fight. He's fighting cab drivers. He fought Ryan Garcia and made him do a rehydration clause, bruh. And have moles in his camp, all type of bitch-ass nigga shit, bruh. And now you niggas saying, oh, now his coach saying, oh, we want Devin should fight Boots. Why he want to fight him? He should fight Boots. Haney went to his last fight against Josh Taylor to make the fight with Devin. And what did he
you
say?
You may feel like it's your time.
I'm retired.
But it's not
now
your
he's
time.
Out of retirement. You can't make this shit up, man. From now on, when you haters call up, address Devin Haney as Lord Devin Haney. You niggas are straight up bitches, man. That's my call.
Yo, if you haven't already subscribed, I need you to go ahead and do that, man. Help with the visibility of the show. It's going to put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans. We got Real Jose. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up?
Yo, what up, Ness? You hear me?
Yes, sir. What it do, what it do?
Bro, that 92 hit last night, I told you on that distance hit. For that Robesi fight, hey, man, I don't know, man. I don't know why people hating. I don't know why y'all hating on Robesi. I think he's good. He just took Espinoza lightly. But, hey, hopefully that's another – well, that's going to be another reality check for him. Maybe he'll reach another world title, you know. But it was a good-ass fight. I think Espinoza's for real. Devin Haney, hey, man, I'm the motherfucker that called.
You breaking up, man.
Decision. We can go back. Oh, shit.
All right, we hear you. We hear you.
You hear me?
You said you the mother effer that called in, what?
That called in and said that Devin Haney was going to knock Reach's progress down and win by unanimous decision.
Yeah.
But I'm also I like Shakur. Over Haney, but remember I told you I thought Haney was doing everything I thought Shakur would be doing by now.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this is a fucking reality. I hope this is a fucking reality check for Shakur Stevenson, bro. You got a real motherfucker in front of you. Devin Haney's for real. He's gonna be good at 140 because I think that's his natural size. Although I do think Regis Progress was it's a big difference because it's two different weight classes. But Regis Progress was an Oscar Valdez for Shakur Stevenson. Obviously, I think Devin Haney's bigger than Shakur. So, but I ain't giving, what's it called? Fuck, how do you say it? That's not an excuse, you know, but Regis Progress was tailor-made just like Oscar Valdez was tailor-made. And, I mean, this shit just makes the fights even better, man. Tank, what's up? Pop up, bro. He put up a post where he had his, he made it seem like he could make it look easy.
Yeah, he been saying he could beat Regis for 5 years, but the truth is that
you may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
The truth is that people say that Mayweather Promotions and Leonard Ellerbe are the Tank Davis protection team, but the truth is Devin Haney and Bill Haney are the Tank Davis protection team. They are the ones that are running around here beating on anybody and everybody that's picking on Tank. Loma used to pick on Tank. So much so that Floyd used them against him in an argument on Showtime. So I'm like, yeah, I'm negotiating with Bob. You know, trying to threaten Tank. What did Devin do? Beat on Loma. Regis been calling out Tank same amount of time, 4 to 5 years. What did Devin do? Beat on Regis. Stop calling out Tank if you don't want Devin to beat on you. Because he out here protecting Tank from every bully. Shout out to Devin, man. Ain't no hashtags for bullies. Because Devin out here making sure ain't nobody getting bullied on these streets. Especially not no Tank Davis. Shout out to Devin, man. I'm shocked y'all can't see that. Caesar, what up? Trying you a second time.
Yo, what's up with it, Ness?
Chilling.
Hey, what? You thought I had picked Regis?
I swore you picked Regis. You didn't?
Nah. I said that Devin Haney should do what he's supposed to be doing. You know, the only way that Regis would make it a fight or Regis would be competitive in the fight was if Devin Haney, you know, fought his fight. But he didn't. I think what Devin Haney showed a lot this week was he can sell a fight because he had me thinking that he was pretty emotional, that he might buy into, you know, trying to fight Regis' fight. But even when he had Regis hurt, he never switched up the game plan. You know, he stick to what he was supposed to do. I think, see, I'm a casual fan, but I prefer the puncher. But as a boxer, like, that's what you want to see in a boxer. Devin Haney is the closest thing to Mayweather. Really, there's not anybody that I can see beating him in 140 or 147. Is Bud still in 147?
Yeah. For now.
I think Bud Croft, I think there's two fights that will be tough for Devin Haney. In every other fight, he'd be the favorite. But Bud would be the only dude that can whoop him. And then Shakur Stevenson is the only other guy that would give him a tough fight. Anybody else, Tank Davis will get schooled just like Regis did. Nobody else. I think he'd be the favorite in every single other fight. But that's why, I just think he perfected the boxing style. It's like David Benavidez perfected the punching style. You either have one or the other. You know, David Benavidez is the picture-perfect puncher. Haney is the picture-perfect boxer. And then you have hybrids like Canelo, like Crawford, who can do a little bit of both. But Devin Haney really showed that there's nobody right now that can beat him in his weight class or around it. But
let me ask you a question. Do you think Bud changes his opinion truthfully, or you think he stands on nobody's beating Shakur after seeing this fight?
I mean, I don't know too much about that. Like, are they friends? Like, him and Shakur are friends?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, if you're friends, then you have to stick with your friend. You know, that's your homie. You're probably going to say something that you might not mean it, but you can't be out there, you know, kind of – like, you're going to ride for Devin Haney because you've known Devin Haney no matter what. Even if it might be a close fight or whatever, you're going to ride with Devin Haney.
If Devin make the Boots fight next, I'm not picking Devin.
Oh, I think you got to take Devin for sure because he's a way better boxer than this. Way better. He's picture perfect.
What?
He might not have
You making Devin Haney the favorite over Boots Ennis?
Yes, for sure. Because Devin Haney might not have the power that everybody talks about, but you don't need to have that power when you're so accurate. That dude has pop. He has pop. He has picture perfect form. He has textbook form. He has pop.
I love you. What's your name? That's so funny.
Caesar. And this is from David Benavidez. And my favorite fighter is David Benavidez, a puncher. Boxers really aren't my style, but I know a good boxer.
When you see
Haney is the closest to Mayweather.
Salute, champ. Salute. Thanks for calling in. Wow. I don't know about making Haney the favorite over Boots Ennis. Lord to the mercy. Keep it moving. Nope, we did that. We got... CJ, I paid for the counterpunch. It's in your Cash App. Cash App. Where your Cash App? Where your Cash App? This a Cash App for Real Jose. Oh, shit. Real Jose. No, we got to Real Jose, right? Yes. Bro, somebody sent me a $4,000 Cash App request. For starters, talking about, let me get this. I need help. And I'm only bringing this up because obviously someone that really needed help wouldn't do it that way, right? They would DM you, they would text you, they would call you, meet you personally. So, dude, get a fucking life, all right? But do things right. Maybe someone would take you seriously if you did things right. Let's see who we got. I don't see any CJ. CJ, where the hell did you send this at? I don't know, CJ. I'm refreshing, but I don't see what you speak of. We going to Q from North, $5. What I say about Bill game plan, Devin did everything Shakur was supposed to do against a better fighter. Was this a fighter of the year performance? Yeah, fight of the year performance. I don't know, quite possibly, but exactly. When you're skilled, you don't just got to run, bro. And Devin showed y'all that. And I told you that Tank showed y'all that. And then y'all said, oh, well, one hand. And I said, yeah, Tank did it with one hand. But I've been meaning to screen share this because it's part of the show. And this was yesterday. Devin.
Fight because if he really wanted to fight, then he would be trying to build up the fight instead of trying to not, you know, knock it down or, you know, try to, you know, say, oh, I'm only selling because of this or because of that. If he really wanted to fight, then he would, you know, be making it that, you know, it's a big fight and, you know, it's the best fight for boxing. But, you know, he only talked down on the fight. But like I said, many times they say everything, but let's fight.
Devin Haney and Bill Haney used to be saying that shit so often. Now those words are ringing through the hallways of the boxing industry, sounding so true, so true. Yeah, man, CJ, I see you on the line, but I don't see this counterpunch that you speak of. So we going to Ronnie in Phoenix. What up?
What's going on, Ness?
Now I see you, CJ. Shit just came through at 10:29. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Man, bro, I lost my voice a little bit last night. You know what I'm saying? Haney looked like the motherfucking truth, brother. I told you I didn't have a dog in the race when I called you, I think, Thursday. You know what I'm saying? I had sprayed a little money on Regis because the bet was so good. You know what I'm saying? I had to take it, brother. It was like a fucking I just picked up the money line, you know what I'm saying? Because it was him and somebody else that I put, I think, fucking Montana Love, bro. But you know that bet got fucking tossed out real quick. Thank God for Espinosa, bro. He saved my little bets this week, you know what I'm saying? That plus 650 on that money line, brother. You know what I'm saying? It's
nice.
Yes, only the fucking, yeah. But, yeah, brother, hey, man, you compare Haney to whoever you want, brother. That motherfucker looked good last night, bro. Whoever called in and said it was going to look like Mayweather versus Corrales, that was fucking damn near pretty fucking accurate, bro. You know what I'm saying? He fucking schooled him, brother. There was – I told you, bro, I thought Regis was going to do a lot better. You know what I'm saying? I didn't care who won. I personally, you know, as soon as people walked in the house, they were like, who's going to win? I'm like, Haney's going to win the fight. Haney's a more skilled boxer, you mean? I'm like, but Regis is dangerous, bro. But he wasn't dangerous, dog. That motherfucker couldn't do shit with Haney, bro. He
at all.
Man, brother, like I said, you guys been calling it, brother. I came to your guys' show, like I said, a long time ago, bro, because I was watching motherfuckers, and everybody's hating on Devin, brother. And I was like, man, like, why is everybody hating? You know, I got the zone like you. You know, so I've had the zone for a long time, so I've been watching Devin Haney, bro. And I'm like, this kid's skilled. I've been saying Haney and Shakur, the two most skilled boxers, you mean? We can't count out fucking Tank, bro. People, you know, a lot of people are shitting on Tank right now. Everyone's calling in because Haney did look fucking good yesterday. You know what I'm saying? He looks like the best boxer right now in the fucking in here, brother. You know what I'm saying? But we still can't count Tank out. Tank's got that fucking power, you know what I'm saying, to put anybody to sleep, brother. But at 140, I would take fucking Devin right now, bro, over Tank as well. But it's not like any clear shit. And then the fucking caller that called in saying, I know he said he's a casual, but that he would favor Haney over Boots. Nah, I think Haney needs to stay at 140 right now, bro, and try to fucking take over that division. Go ahead and try to undispute again, you know what I'm saying, because he's got the ability to do it. I don't know if you guys heard it, you caught it, but the Regis, bro, afterwards, he said, I'm going to go and get me another bout. He didn't want no more problems with Haney, bro. He said, I'm going to be a champion again. I'm going to go fight for a different bout. And that shit had me rolling over here, bro, you know what I'm saying, but... Yeah, that's it, man. That's my call, brother. Hey, fucking Haney, bro. He really looks like the truth, bro. He looks like one of the best boxers I've seen in a long time, bro. And I'll give it to him and give it to you guys, brother, because you guys been calling it for a long time, homie.
You got it, champ. CJ, counterpunch.
Yo, Ness, my fault, man. I just figured out how to pay for the counterpunch and not do it through Cash App. I had thought I pressed send on it, but it was still in my in the app saying, are you sure you want to send it? So that's why you didn't see it right away. Anyway, I'm telling you, hey, listen, I don't want to die down, you know what I'm saying, the praise for Devin, but niggas is starting to get crazy with the Boots thing. They just
Word.
Take it way too far. Like, they going to get my man killed. You don't got to beat a person in order to be a better fight. That's why we got pound for pound. Some niggas is just, you could, like, you could be a better boxer at a smaller weight
or a better fighter at a smaller weight and not have to go up and fight the person. In order.
Exactly.
That were, the Cuban dude be wilding. I don't know why. Like, he keeps saying, like, Devin only fighting second. Devin, he only has
number
two
twos.
Options.
He said he fighting number two.
Yeah, T.O. was fighting, what's his name, Josh. He showed up to the fight because that was possible. Or it was Regis. Okay, then once T.O. won, they hopped in there trying to get with T.O. T.O. said he won $20 million. We're not doing that. So, look, we're going to go ahead and take – it's just the options that are available. People on here are starting to sound like they just want to see somebody lose. They creating these scenarios where Dev got to fight blindfolded with his arms, you know, tied behind his back, with water resistant, you know, non-water resistant shoes, and put some, you know, like a banana peel in his corner. It's just weird stuff niggas is coming up with. Dude said like he won't Dev to suck down the fight Tank at 135, even though he said, I ain't never seen Dev fight nobody 20 pounds heavier. When Dev's talking about fighting Keith Thurman and Bart, it's just, I don't know, they just want to see Dev lose, to be honest. And if you want to see him lose, then keep coming with this boot stuff. Chill out. Do not do that. He said he a way better boxer than Boots. Dev is great. Boots is great. Bill, I mean, later on, do that. Do not do that. That's wild. But do not do that. I ain't got enough time.
I mean, let me ask you a question. Not that I'm entertaining it,
uh-huh.
But I need to ask some questions. What is your biggest fear, Devin versus Boots next, immediately next? I'm talking the most logical next, which would be like, I don't know, March.
Yeah, my fear about it is that, like, is that Boots can do everything Devin can do, but he's bigger and stronger. You know what I'm saying? And situations, sometimes when you a great fighter, you can move up and beat another, like, a good guy, you know what I'm saying, if you have certain advantages in certain areas. But if you, like, I played basketball. I was a 5'9 point guard. I did a lot of things. There are people who are 6'4 who can do all of the same things that I can do. And I'm able to realize that, look, that's just not – he's going to be better than me just off the size. There's really no advantage. It's just not a good – it's not
you
a good situation
like
for that. I wouldn't – I don't
but
expect him to win
time.
It.
Because outside of the most obvious power, I feel like the athleticism, if y'all haven't seen that this kid is super athletic yet with yesterday's pivots, the display of pivots, I mean, you motherfuckers that call yourself boxers, that is boxing. Not running, not hopping, pivot, keep your eyes up looking at your fucking opponent. He came out that pivot, pop, pop, jab. Sometimes pop, pop, 1-2 right hand. Boxing, motherfuckers. Not you clown-ass motherfuckers out here making up excuses for what ain't boxing. That ain't boxing. And that's why people booed at De La Hoya when he did it in the last three rounds of the Trinidad fight. Don't confuse boxing for what you saw the other days. What you saw last night is boxing. That's boxing. Those pivots was amazing, bro. Honestly, I ain't seen pivots like that since Isak Cruz and Tank Davis. They know they got a problems on their hand. That's why they putting out fight Boots. Because they ain't seen nobody pivot like that since Tank Davis. And they like, well, goddamn. He just like us. That's dancing, man. You motherfuckers don't know shit about this sport. This shit get aggravating. That footwork right there, they afraid of that. Not just Tank. Anybody, every time Regis thought he had him on the corner, whoop, nice pivot, I'm up out of there. See you later, alligator. No holding, no clinching. Huh? Nothing for you to complain about. So they got to come in here and call in and say, well, I need him to give me threes and fours. Ones and twos ain't enough now. Ronaldo Jimenez, $2. Paulie made a video on Jock Hard. Still knocked him too. Damn. Kentrell, $5. Ness, I bought a house already. When is the next appreciation night? Hopefully Cinco de Mayo, unless Dev take over Canelo date with a big fight like him and Tio or some shit. Big Stepper, 254, $5. Don't forget Devin also tried to put paws on Gary. Don't fight. Damn, you right. I'm going to have to do that whole shit over because I want that as a short. Devin out here taking anybody who pick on Tank. Gary Russell been calling out Tank for years. Called them all types of everything under the sun. Devin sent them an offer. Gary didn't want to fight. Lomachenko talking shit about Tank, want to fight Tank. Devin fought him. Regis been calling him out. Regis, get your ass over here. We gonna fight you. So it ain't Leonard Ellerbe. It ain't Mayweather Promotions that's protecting Tank. It's fucking Devin Haney and Bill Haney protecting Tank. Anybody that call out Tank, they go out there and they beat him up so Tank ain't got to worry about him. Up next is my own dear friend, Tevin Farmer. Leave Devin alone. Say no. And the only reason I'm saying Tevin, because he the last dude that was calling out Tank. He been calling out Tank for 7 years. So just say no. Say, Bill, I don't got nothing to do with that shit. I only wanted to fight Tank. I don't even want to fight him no more. Because if you bullying Tank, Devin and Bill is on your ass. You know it and I know it. Keep it moving, boxing, $2. And they think Tank the face of boxing? LV Slugger, what up?
TBV.
What's happening?
I'm good. Audio straight. Shout out to Haney, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. Like I've been saying leading up to this shit, man, he's going to put on one of his better performances of his career. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to lie, though. I did not expect a 12-0, though. Being that it's his first fight at 140 against a two-time champion in Regis, man, that man just really put on a boxing clinic, man. Put on one of the better performances of the year. Yeah, man, 12-0, man. You know what I'm saying? That's one of my names for him. He did what he did against Kambosos, where I felt like it was more like a 12-0 for Undisputed. And he goes straight to 140, no tune-up, straight at a champion and do what he just did, man. Like, when I called in before the fight, I was like, you know, it's Devin Haney top 5 pound for pound with this win. I think that's a no question. You know what I'm saying? I definitely think he's top five. But with what he just did last night, I think I could even make a case. He may be number three. You know, I would have Bud in a new way probably 1 and 2. But I think he could jump Usyk and Canelo with that performance, what he just did yesterday, man. Hell of a performance, man. And everybody talking about the power. I mean, Regis just told you right after the fight, this man got power. You know what I'm saying? He's just 25, so he's not probably as good as, you know, putting all that shit together the way he can, you know, get his opponent out of there. But like I said, he's only 25. He's still learning. And, you know, he ain't going to do nothing but get better. You know what I'm saying? He had that little blemish against Linares, and people want to see that again. But, you know, which it wasn't even a blemish. You know, he basically, you know, did what he did. You know, he just showed that vulnerability. You know, he got hit, and he was able to hold on, do what he had to do to, you know, make it to 12 rounds. So I think people just get caught up in that. And I'm not even sure how many fights ago that was, but I know it was a while back. And you just see that, you know, he's learning. You know what I'm saying? He's getting better as the fight, as his career goes on. So, yeah, man, I think he's definitely top at 140 with that performance. Been able to 12-zip a champion. And like I said, I think he definitely makes the case for being over Usyk and Canelo on that pound-for-pound list, man, with that right there. You know, and the reason why I say that, you know, Usyk did what he did against AJ, which was great. But before going to heavyweight, he had two tune-ups, but, you know, that looked kind of mediocre, you know what I'm saying? He didn't look as dominant as he did at cruiserweight on them two tune-ups before fighting AJ. So, like I said, Haney moved straight to 140 and 12-zip a champion. So,
you may feel like it's your time.
Ready. Shout out to Haney.
Appreciate you. Kind of puns, JT.
Yo, what up, man?
What up?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right. Well, shout out to Devin Haney. He pulled the 12 zip. The only competitive round was the first round from Regis. After that, it was all Devin Haney down the pipe. We got to stop this this Devin Haney versus Boots.
That was Coach Kenny.
You breaking up bad, man. I didn't hear what you said.
Was Coach Kenny Ellis, the trainer of Tank, that is suggesting Boots.
Man, like that caller just said, he was like a 5-something feet sharp point guard compared to a six three point guard. I think that's just a different level, man. And you got to also remember, Regis is a come forward type fighter, so fighting Tank it will be a totally different style fight. Even fighting Tank will be a totally different style fight. Shakur will be a totally different style. Devin did what he was supposed to do. He stayed mid-range. I thought he was going to be more on the outside, respecting Regis' power, but he stayed mid-range, and he kept turning him. I don't know if y'all noticed, his corner told him to go to the right side, and then Regis would just march himself right back to Devin's strong hand. And so that gave Devin a lateral move to turn to his weak side, which is his lead hand. So he kept doing that all night, so it was an easy fight for Devin. You know, he stayed mid-range the whole time. He did his thing, but I think he needs to stay at 40, get some more fights. I'm going to run my counterpunch and my regular call. He needs to stay at 40, get some more fights there. You know, he looked it good. He looked it good on them knockdowns. You know, I can't say that was fully it's his power. I think Regis was kind of off balance on some of those shots, and that's not taking those shots at Devin saying he don't have power. It was just perfect timing. Devin would step over on an angle. Regis would square up, and then he'd just pop him like he was supposed to. But Devin looked real good, man. That was a shout-out. I mean, that was a shootout, 12-0. I didn't give Regis no rounds. Like I said, the only competitive round probably was the first round. But besides that, you know, Devin looking good, man. He doing his thing. You know, they called that right on the money. And Regis ain't have no answer. So, like I said, 140 be a good. He got some good fights there. Definitely a Teofimo fight. He got the Tank. I think Tank should move up to 140 and fight Devin. You know, Devin did make a higher name for himself, so it's not gonna just be Tank weight. Devin got some pull in this too, so that's gonna be a bigger fight if they make it. But I still think that's gonna be a different, totally different fight. If they fight, honestly, because Tank is not no Regis Progress. They fight totally different styles. I'm still on this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I got to check you sometime. Yeah, but that's a totally different style, man. Let's not get too super excited about it. Devin got some other fights at 140. He is one of the top 40 fighters now because he just beat a champion. So he's going to have that title looking for it, and people will start looking for Devin at 40. But there's still some good fights to be made before you talk about moving up to 47 fighting Jerron Boots in this. Both athletic guys, I think Boots have a little more skill than Devin, honestly, but and more power. So it might be a different fight than Regis just coming forward. But let's focus on Devin, you know, doing some stuff at 140. Like you got the Tank, you got Teofimo, you got that Matisse dude. So you got a couple other guys that he could beat in the at 140. You know, just to make his name more greater than what it is. But besides that, I guess I don't need to take no crow on it. I did think it was a more competitive fight coming out of Regis, but Regis ain't have no answer for him. He had the mentality, he just ain't have the skill set or the mindset to even compete with Devin on that level. So all that shit talking on a press conference don't mean shit when you get into a fight, that's what really matters. So at the end of the day. So that's all I really got on that topic. But shout out Devin Haney. You know, he looked smooth in there last night.
Champ, you never really answered today's topic. Coach Kenny Ellis posted this morning that he would like to see Jerron fight Devin Haney. So the title of the show is Tank's team.
It's kind of weird though, Coach. Why would he? That's like, I don't agree with that. Kenny Ellis is dealing with Tank. That's like kind of, you kind of throwing somebody else on there, and you got 135, supposed to be 140 at 140 already. And he could fight at 147, because before Devin was talking about going to 147, you had Tank talking about fighting Keith Thurman at 47. So, nah, man, that sounds weak to me. Don't pass the ball on no boots. Man, why we got Tank right there. Why Tank can't fight Devin Haney? So if Kenny, if he talking that shit like that, man, they need to focus. That sounds kind of weak to me, honestly.
All right. All
you
right.
Hear me,
yes, sir.
All right.
Let's see what we got.
It feel like it's your time.
CJ Counterpunch.
But it's not your time.
Yo.
Yo.
You hear me? Yeah.
Yes,
I just wanted to explain. I wanted to explain more with the boots thing, because I get what you're saying with that when it comes to footwork, but I really think, like, after watching Boots last fight, and even it was a bigger, slower guy, he was showing a lot of the same elite footwork. When Bill be talking about, like, bad motor scooters, Boots is if you look up, he one of those. Like, he one of them situations like that. I know Terrence could go up, and he could beat a lot of dudes at that same weight class that Canelo, but I wouldn't be like he can beat David. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he beat everybody. And it's the same thing for with Devin. Like, I think he go to 147 and beat everybody but Boots. I don't think that's one of them situations that he need to be trying to, like, he Boots is slick. He can do a lot of that stuff too. As far as tanking him, I forgot to even comment on that whole call. I feel like this is like straight out the Mayweather playbook. This is what they do. This is how they got Devin off Tank the first time, because he was chasing him down, and then Floyd was like, I think Shakur and Devin need to fight. That's what started that whole thing and put that battery in Shakur back, and it went crazy after that. But they've been doing this, picking somebody out, and then Devin go beat him up for Tank, just trying to, you know, avoid him. I don't think they want to fight him. I don't know why they don't want to fight him, but they've been doing this. They're going to come up with another fight that he should take in order for Tank not to fight him. Because, again, this is a part of them saying, like, they just want to see Devin lose in some way. Because now, you know, you're sticking boots on him. That's crazy. If Devin dare to be great and go take, I mean, I respect him a ton for it, but I don't think he needs to do that to prove to be anything. You know what I'm saying? I don't look at that. I don't think Devin got to fight Terrence Crawford to be, nah. I think Terrence is another, like, bad motor. It's one of them situations. Devin can be the best of his generation. I guess Boots is in that kind of, I don't know, but I think Boots is the same thing Devin is. It's just Bill Haney, you know what I'm saying, and Bozy kind of, you know, they kind of move different as far as, you know, Bill is a marketing genius, and they do. If anybody could beat Boots though, at that, I mean, I would. They do a lot to go around and find the right trainers and learn and try to better themselves. That's why if they're going to want to fight him, don't fight Ryan Garcia next. Take all the toughest fights possible. See all the different styles, to build yourself to be able to fight a Boots. And if they want Boots, that might be why they're saying, let's get Thurman. Let's get bigger guys that are skilled that could possibly give us a certain look. But it wouldn't be fighting Ryan Garcia or, you know, nah. But I don't think they need to do that. And Tank and them is some suckers for that. I don't know what they be on. They don't want to fight nobody good. I don't get what they got going on. I mean, they getting money though. So, but yeah, you know, Boots's footwork is nice too. He had the same cloth as Devin. So I would be just a little worried about doing that right away.
You may feel like it's your time.
I need to ask Bill, do he got a game plan for Boots, or has he never looked at him from that perspective just yet? Because I don't know, now that everybody, like, counting them out. But listen, the title of the show is Tank Team Wants Haney versus Boots instead of Gervonta versus Devin Haney. So, roadblock or better fight? That is the question. Roadblock or better fight? That is the question. You know, this is on Coach Kenny Ellis's Instagram. Then Coach Calvin Ford reposted it. Then I did what I did, which is this, on both Twitter and Instagram. And I said, damn, I wake up to Coach Kenny Ellis suggesting that Devin Haney move up to fight Boots. Tell us you don't want Tank Davis to fight Haney without really telling us. And Coach Calvin Ford reposted this, and so did Bill Haney. But Bill Haney put his own message and said that, you know, Team Tank is afraid. In other words, obviously, not as nicely as I put it. But we do still have callers. We're going to K-Boxing from D.C. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Ness? It's been a minute. But, you know, everybody knows me as the conspiracy theorist and everything. So I'm just going to run through this real quick, and everybody can stew on this shit and take it however they want. Kenny wants Devin to fight Boots. First of all, that's fucking madness. Him fighting Bud or Boots is just straight fucking madness. You're trying to get the kid killed, first of all. So his whole career would fucking be destroyed if Bill let them talk him into some dumb shit like that. Regis Prograis, he sold his fucking belt. I don't give a fuck what nobody got to say. They can say whatever they want. He sold his fucking belt. He's already talking about getting another belt, and he's looking for another to sell. I used to love that motherfucker to death. Anybody who's watched Regis Prograis' career and watched his fights, all them undefeated young fucking fighters, you know, and I'm talking about like 23-0 fighters and shit that he just fucking walked through and everything. I watched that fight last night. That was not fucking Regis Prograis. That's fucking bullshit, okay? So fighting Boots or Bud is just straight fucking madness. Subriel Matias is a fucking killer. And Stan Jonas, if Devin had, if Bill let them talk him in, he say he won a 147-pounder. If Bill let them talk him into a fucking fight with Stan Jonas, he got a belt. It may not be the top belt, but it's a regular WBA belt. Let him go try to fight Stan Jonas to get that belt. I guarantee you, just like Subriel Matias, them motherfuckers will walk Devin Haney down, make him fight, and fucking destroy him. See, man, some of the shit these guys saying, I'm listening to it, is just fucking straight madness, man. Okay? Devin Haney, I give him credit for one thing. He got the fastest fucking feet in boxing. Okay? I give him that. He damn sure got the fastest feet in boxing. And as long as he's got that youth and them feet, it's going to be hard for any fucking body to beat him. But like T.O. told Regis, if you don't go in there and use some off-schedule tactics and rough this motherfucker up and slow him down so you can land your shit, you ain't got a shot. And T.O. knew that shit from the beginning, okay? Devin Haney is talking about other shit because in his division, other than Rowley, possibly Ryan Garcia. And one thing I'm going to tell you, they keep talking about him fighting Ryan Garcia and everything. If his feet can help him survive 12 rounds, he'll be fine. But he knows if Ryan Garcia catches him with that fucking left hook, which he's very familiar with from the amateurs and everything, and he knows Ryan Garcia
like
has the feet to catch him with that left hook, it's over. So you...
All right, champ. Thank you, man. We got a counterpunch from Rex in Delaware.
Yo, yo, what up, man? What's happening?
Chilling. What it do?
Man, ain't a whole lot, man. Ain't a whole lot, man. I want to, I guess I'll go ahead and talk about the topic first. Like, I wonder why he even mentioned out of all fighters, why he mentioned Boots in a whole nother weight class. You know, when there's so many good fighters and his fighter right there, I don't get that. I ain't got a whole lot to say about it because it don't make no sense to me. It sounds like a duck move to me. You know, I do want to say this. Like, I'm watching the fight last night. I wasn't able to catch the live stream, but me and my homies are watching the fight. So I'm talking to my man. We're going into like the 11th round, and I promise you, Duck. During that break at the 11th round, I thought about your ass, man. I thought about you. I'm like, you know what? All them callers that Ness was going back and forth with, here comes the big I told you so. I was like, I know he's over there feeling it. You've been telling everybody this was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So I thought about you, like, going into the 12th round. I'm like, I know Ness going to have fun with this one tomorrow. You feel me? But yeah, man, that was a great performance by Devin Haney. I wanted him to stop him, Duck. I thought he was going to stop him. I did. Like, I figured, you know, he seemed like he was carrying him through a couple of rounds, man, after the 6th, 7th round, like he was just carrying him, like he was playing with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I thought he was going to stop him. I ain't going to hold you. I'm one of the few people that thought he was going to stop him before the fight happened because I seen how good his body looked. You know, he's that 140 is more closer to his walk-around weight. You understand me? So I felt like his power was going to come up with the weight. He just looked better. His body looked better. He didn't look like real sunk in like at 135 his last couple of fights. His body looked good. Like, he looked healthy. His face wasn't all sunk in. You know what I'm saying? He looked healthy. He looked strong. And because of that, I had a feeling they might be able to do the unthinkable and stop Regis, man. You know, nobody has ever done this to Regis. Like, nobody's ever beat Regis except a great Josh Taylor. You understand me? Do not get it fucked up.
And
two-time world champion.
Josh didn't make it look this easy. Let's stop.
No, he didn't.
Josh was in there in a tight fight where motherfuckers thought Regis won, too.
Yeah, you're 100% right. That's what I'm saying. Like, nobody's doing this to Regis, Doug. Like, nobody. You understand me? Like, that was a big fucking deal, man. That was a big deal. And I said, watch this. After this, people going to be ducking dead for sure. Motherfuckers going to be ducking dead after this. And sure enough, look what we're seeing. You know what I'm saying? Did a great, great performance, man. I was hella impressed. And like I said, I felt like he looked real good at that weight. And I feel like he could have stopped him, though. I mean, I ain't saying he had to go for a knockout, but I felt like he was going to stop him like 8th or 9th round. But a very good fight, very good showcase. Very impressed. I can't wait to see what's next. I think everybody's thinking him and T.O. at this point is probably the best fight to make it at that weight. You know, T.O., you know, whooped Josh Taylor's ass. That was a very big, impressive win, and he played with him while he did. You understand?
You
some people
like
might
it's
think.
Your time.
Some people might think because Josh Taylor beat Regis that T.O.'s win might have been bigger than Devin's last night. But you got to think, this was Devin's first fight at this weight, and he took on a 2-time champ and punished him. That makes it equal to me. You know what I mean? At least both of their wins, big wins. So I think that's the fight that people want to see next. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the biggest fight at that weight class anyway. I don't know what Tank doing, man. I'm a big Tank fan like everybody else, but at some point, he's going to have to prove it. So he's been putting out all these tweets. Every time Devin says something to Shakur, Tank saying something smart. It's like, what's up now? What's up now? Didn't he tweet one time that he's going to fight Devin next? Did he ever say that or no?
Man, he always saying he's going to fight Devin.
Yeah, I thought he was saying it like here recently. Not in the last couple of weeks, but like in the last like month and some change or something like that. But, yeah, he got to show us now. He got to show us, man. He got to show us. Yeah, but that's my call, man. You have a good day.
Appreciate you, champ. Who we got? Let me make sure ain't nobody cutting the line. We got Rob B that says, Haney beats Matias. I stand on it. Yeah, man, give it to me in Puerto Rico, though. I know it, you know. I know for Haney, he like, yo, I'm the A-side, and that's why you keep pushing this shit. But, like, bro, you know, give boxing what they deserve. Give boxing, you know, world champions again, man. People that go all over the globe and defend their belt, man. You want to take me to Madrid and do your mandatory challenger with Sandor? Let's motherfucking go, man. I'm all with it. I'm out there with you. I'm out there with you. I'm telling you. Like, I'm out there. Feel me? But, like, give us that. Give us them big shows, man. It's world champions type shit. That's what I want. Feel me? But the phone lines is definitely still open. And I believe we got Ronaldo Jimenez back with another one, $5. He says, name three opponents Boots has beat. Haney could take them. Boots always looks good against 30-plus unaccomplished opponents. Haney beats champs. Boots fights Karens. Yeah, I know, but it's still size, though. It's still size and power there. But I said the same thing. Like, Haney got more world-level experience. This would be Boots' biggest fight. But he has been on them undercards with Tank, which is on a big stage, so he does get that kind of world feel. So he's earning some of that experience there. We got Mad Bent 100, third dose of Daily Tank Will. Devin is an excellent boxer, obviously. Still has no power, no puncher. Mora dropped Jacobs. Tank Will. So basically he's telling you just because he dropped Regis don't mean he got power, because Sergio Moro, who has like 5 knockouts, dropped Daniel Jacobs. Matador.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, so the topic, so you think Coach Kenny Ellis is serious, or you think he's just trying to annoy the Haneys, like having them move up and fight Boots? Like,
I don't know, man. Looks like a roadblock to me. You think it's a better fight or a roadblock?
I think he's trying to be annoying, because if I'm Tank, I'm like, I would say, like, what the fuck? Why are you sending me to Jerron Ennis? Like, I'll take him. Like, that doesn't make sense. I just think that's kind of weird that they would say, like, oh, yeah, just go up. I know they said they'd go up, but wouldn't – I don't know. It's a big fight, but, yeah, their team is kind of weird how they're, like, saying stuff like that. But also, fighter of the year, that I heard a couple callers say that. That's it's tough, man, because – if it was any other year, I think he gets it. But Terrence beating Errol, like, everyone thought it was 50-50. And the competition was, like, I mean, that fight was so big. Like, I think he still might get it. But that's the only one that could win.
Is, you could get fight of the year, but can you get fighter of the year? Like, Devin might be fighter of the year because he beat Loma and Regis. So you beat Loma, first ballot Hall of Famer, and you beat a 2-time world current champion, so.
Right, but, I mean, when it comes to that, people start nitpicking, and they, oh, Loma really won, and, you know, like, stuff like that starts coming into play. If you start nitpicking, like, you can really nitpick Benavidez, and, oh, Andre came up, and Plant already lost. Like, you can start nitpicking everything, and it gets tough, but, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's tough. Crawford and Spence being this year makes it tough. Another thing, Devin smokes Matias too. I thought he would smoke Regis. I don't know if I actually said it on the call, but I said he would smoke Regis, but he smokes Matias too. He doesn't have a chance. I think only Teofimo would be a tough fight. Not like, I think it would be back and forth, because Teal can actually jab with him, good counter, and he has power. But it's like very, very close. I think I slightly still favor Devin, but I think that's the only problem, like the only competitive fight he has at 140. But unfortunately, it probably won't happen because, you know, egos, they want more of the pie, unless they go to Saudi Arabia, maybe.
You feel like it's your time.
Champ,
but it's not your time.
Appreciate you calling in. Real quick, I just want to screen share. Not that, but this. This is Coach Kenny Ellis's post. Just want you to see that this is where we're getting this from. This is his actual Instagram, right? So we'll go and back out a little bit now, and then we'll just collapse it. All right, go into his page so you can notice that it's there. All right, this is his, and boom. And all he does is say hello. Oh, did he remove the comments? What the fuck? Oh, there they go. So my comment got 42 likes. At least he didn't delete my comment. And you see, I put, hey, coach, you put a picture of Boots by mistake. We sure you meant to put Tank picture next to Haney, right? Yo, let's fucking go, man. TBV, we in the building. Who we got? Trey in Omaha. Hold up. Let me just give you some of this real quick.
Hey,
sprinkle a little bit of this.
I was about to tell you to give me my crow, but I wasn't going for Regis. Damn, I just want to see a good fight.
You know why I gave you that crow. You tried to act like somebody swerved somebody. We ain't gonna say no names. We ain't gonna bring up old things. We just gonna keep it moving. Have a good Sunday. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, man. That's why I love TBB, man. But hey, let's keep it stacked though, man. Hey, Devin looks amazing. amazing at 40, bro. Like, I feel like Devin, like, actually is comfortable. You know, he's really, really moving. Like, his feet, his footwork look way better. I honestly can say Devin looks a lot better at 40. I just feel like Devin performs better. He's healthier. Feet looks better. His placement of his punches. I mean, look at how he's punching Regis last night. And to be honest, Regis really didn't have an answer. Couldn't figure it out. Regis looked just a lot really frustrated. I don't know. I can't shit on Devin this time. I really can't. I can't even come with no bias just because, like, the performance was that good. I ain't even going to sit here and rap. You feel me? But I don't want to see Devin in boots. That's some goofy shit. And to be honest, what y'all saying about the fight, like, how y'all coming in, calling, saying, yeah, Devin going to get hurt, or Devin this and that, and it's just not good and this and that. Y'all already adding fire to the field by just saying that. That's going to make Bill and them going to do some dumb shit, and that fight going to happen. You feel me? Let's just, you know, keep it peace. Like, Devin don't need to fight Boots. You know, Devin just got to 140. Let him settle in. Let him get his feet wet a little bit more. He just got the world title. Just undisputed at 35. So I'm just saying, man. I think we let Devin stay at 40 right now and, you know, take out Matias. Hopefully beat T.O. and, you know, his arch nemesis to me, I feel like Ryan Garcia, because they done fought so many times in the amateurs. I think that's what they should just focus on. No, stop bringing up Boots. Why even feed into what taking them talking about? That's just Tank setting Devin up. You feel me? So just keeping it stacked. Bill and them, enjoy y'all victory. Congratulations. Move forward. And go get another belt. To me, that's what I say. But other than that, shout out TBB, man. I'm gonna receive that crow. I'm gonna take that crow in. I was gonna say something about it anyway, Ness, but it's cool, man. You funny as shit, man. That was a good one. I ain't gonna lie. But other than that, shout out TBB. Shout out to people calling and just stop adding fuel to the fire and let them enjoy their victory. And yeah, that's that. I'm out, man. Hey, Ness. One more thing.
You.
Y'all calling me Trey shit over with. You know my name, Boom Boom, for real, man. So go ahead and let that sink in a little bit more, you know? Call me Boom Boom. Don't nobody call me Trey but you and Debbie. What's up with y'all, bro?
Boom Boom.
Yes, that's it. There you go. Yeah, because let that marinate. That they're going to hear this name ring. And
you may feel like it's your time.
So, yeah.
But it's not your time.
I hear you, champ. I hear you. Real Jordan, what up?
What up?
Actually,
hey, I got
a question.
What's wrong with Twitter space?
Twitter's down. I don't know why the fuck it's wilding today, bro. I don't know, no clue, man. Shit ain't want to connect. We had a whole space going, but it ain't want to connect. I don't know.
But it's cool. But I got a question, bro. Why people keep bringing up Teofimo Lopez like he ain't have an opportunity to fight him, but yet he chose Kambosos and lost? That don't make no sense to me,
like,
bro.
When Eddie was giving him four, he wanted 10. Then when they was trying to give him 10, they said 20. So it's like, yo, what's up?
Like right, bro. Like, why y'all talking about he gonna win when he had the opportunity to fight him and beat him
like they say
he could, but he didn't. He chose the other route.
Yeah, but he still is a problem. Like, we still don't know. Like, that is a fight that needs to happen somehow. Like,
oh, definitely. I agree. But all right, Ness, that's my call, man. Devin going to beat T.O. too.
Okay, appreciate you. Who we got? All right. So... looks like up next is Big Bay. What up?
Oh, what's poppin', man?
Chillin'.
Yo, so to speak on the topic, on the Rod podcast that the official Tank Davis podcast, they did post a picture though of this gotta happen next with
Bro, they posted that shit before. They just trying to get likes, man. Go through their Instagram. Right. That same picture of Tank punching Devin, they posted that shit before. We did a show. Like, bruh, them dude, yo, like, honestly, like, motherfuckers need to stop with the bullshit. It needs to come as a boxing community as a whole. Like, them dudes do mad tweeting, and then, like Brandon said, then go fight Chipotle and Qdoba.
And then right now the Mill City podcast is live, and they had a coach what's Calvin Ford up there, and he was talking Josh Teller. He was saying Devin Haney gonna fight Josh Teller next at 147. So they doing a whole
want Devin Haney to fight anybody but Tank Davis. They ain't even on Matchroom and they matchmaking for Devin Haney.
For real, for real. They doing a whole lot of everybody but Tank talk. And I ain't saying Tank's here because it's not like Tank is saying this. Uh-huh.
But Big Bay, peep game, I just said that Devin is the real Tank Davis protection team. So now you call in and you say on the Rise podcast they want Devin to fight Josh Teller, another dude that called out Tank, another dude that Tank said he would beat, another dude that Tank said he would knock out, another dude that Tank did not fight, another dude that Devin going to have to come fight because he bullying Tank. Damn, that shit crazy.
Yeah, it's getting spooky out here. It's just like, I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do. You know, like they not moving up. I know they're not moving Tank up to 140 to fight him. So it is what it is. But I appreciate the performance last night. That was a great performance by Devin. That was a great fight. You feel me? And did you peep how Regis broke the record of the least amount of punches landed in a 12 round fight?
Yeah. Course.
That's crazy. Devin Haney did his thing. Like that was highly impressive. He did better than I thought he was going to do. He made Regis look worse than I thought he was going to look. That was crazy. But Hockey, I don't get how the whole Tank team is talking about Devin fighting everybody but him. And you see how they watching though. They watching every fight, but they be acting like they ain't watching and he ain't nobody. But they watching the fight. They paying attention to him. They really they low key probably fans for real for real.
Word.
But
you know
I see when saying. I see you though, bro. When the next little boxing party or something y'all having out here?
Probably Cinco de Mayo, unless Dev and Tank fight in March or some shit. You feel me? Unless we get a big one, I want Dev to go to Puerto Rico, spring break, all that good shit.
But it's not your time.
Rod in North Carolina, did we get to you?
No, not yet. I'm here now. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, again, like I called the show last night, you know, fans, casual and hardcore, just pay attention to what you saw last night. You saw a great exhibition of boxing, educated jab. Educated means he placed it where he wanted to place it, and the timing was perfect. Right hand, perfect. Lead, right hand, perfect. Distance, perfect. Pivoting is perfect. You saw a boxing exhibition. Shout out to you, Mr. Gibbs, for posting on social media back at Coach Ellis with that comment. That was a weird, weird comment to make, to send Devin Haney to the killer of 147. If he would have said Barrios, I would have gave him a little bit of slack. You sent Devin Haney to the killer at 147 when your man is the target. What kind of sense do that make? Shout out to you for posting and contradicting that crap, because that's crap right there. Like your caller said before me, they must be Devin Haney fans. And if I'm Tank Davis, I'm going to tweet something out saying, nah, I don't really agree with Coach. You know, Coach my man or whatever, but nah, we don't need to send him the booth. I'm here. You know what I'm saying? That's what it should be done. So that's kind of a weird, weird comment for Ellis to make. And this is what the show should be about. We shouldn't be talking about Devin fighting Boots. We should be talking about Devin fighting the so-called face of boxing. And let's prove it once. And for all. That's my call.
All right. Appreciate you. Hawk, Maryland.
Yo, Ness.
What up?
PDV, how you doing today, brother? You got me clear? That's a, how
yeah,
you doing
yeah,
today,
yeah, I
brother?
Got you.
Oh, okay, cool, cool. So you say that came from tank people, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So I know you've been around a little bit. You heard that saying when like two people great fight or something, they ask somebody, they go, man, I ain't got no horse in that race. You ever heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So to me, it all sounds pussy to me. It sounds pussy. It sounds like they got a horse, a thoroughbred horse. Why they don't strap him up and throw him in the race? Why they bringing up somebody else's thoroughbred? I don't get that. That sounds pussy to me. That's the only way I see that one. That was pussy. Other than that, you know, they got their own thoroughbred. Throw their horse in the race. It ain't like they don't got a horse in the race. They got one in there, so throw them in there. Oh, my God, Devin Haney is terrifying everybody. So, I don't know. The fight went exactly like I – you know what? When I called in, I was saying that Bill Haney and Devin Haney was pissing that boy off, and he was going to throw his load out the first few rounds. He didn't get a chance to really throw his load out. Devin just beat him up right off the break. So I wasn't completely right, but damn, yeah, Devin Haney looked spectacular out there, player. He could only get better from here. But as far as that, the show joint, yeah, that ain't nothing but a block. That's pussy. That's excuse. That's everything. Those in the ring with Devin. Simple as that. That's my call.
All right. Hawk, Maryland, thanks for calling in. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to put this episode in the eyes of other people. CYP?
Yo, come back to me next.
All right, is that CYP? Let me double check that shit. That is... But if you want to call in, the number to call, 1-425-569-5241, press 1. If you feel like I haven't gotten to you, that's because you haven't pressed 1. You've just been sitting there, like, waiting. But you never pressed that one, so we couldn't get to you. So, yeah, you just there. So, yeah, hit that one now or raise your hand on Discord. Special feature, Louisiana, what it do?
You hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I, first, shout out to both fighters. I know Reed just came up short, but I don't think you need to start calling him a bum and all of this. He just ran up against a better fighter. I was feeling bad for him. You know, I'm from Louisiana, too. But then after I heard his post-fight press conference, his confidence ain't shook. He had a bad night. Now, about this whole tank, the tank team saying fight anybody but tank, that's not a good look because it makes it seem like they're scared to put Tank in the ring with Devin, which they shouldn't be because I believe Tank is a better boxer, and maybe he'll be able to capitalize on some of the stuff Regis wasn't. And I know his arm, like, Devin's going to have even more of a reach advantage or whatever, but I still think that Tank has a better boxing IQ than Regis, and maybe could take advantage of some of the stuff that you and you and others were saying that Devin Haney was doing that maybe Regis just didn't see. It's just not a good look for Tank. I do think that maybe that last night freaked him out, and maybe it is because Devin, you know, fits better at 140. Really, I think he fit better at 147 because I think his walk-around weight is probably closer to 150, somewhere between 150 and 160. And, you know, but I guess that's how they play the game. You weigh 160 and suck down to whatever weight. But either way, it's not a good look for Tank to do that. I am a Tank fan, but it's not a good look. I think Tank can beat him, but from what you got on the thing, it seemed like maybe Tank's team feels like because we just had trouble. And Regis didn't have to reach. Maybe Tank will have trouble. But I guess we'll have to see. I really hope we get that fight soon. Or maybe, I don't know what Shakur been saying. Maybe he's been being quiet because Devin did better. Maybe Shakur been being quiet. But that's another fight we've been wanting to see that we need to get. So that's my call.
All right, Champ. Appreciate you calling in. We got Real Boxing TV, $5 Super Chat. He says, why Haney didn't call out Sabril Matias or Teofimo Lopez? Let me guess. Mario Barrios at 147. Haney's always looking to get by. He don't want no real smoke. The Haneys. Laugh out loud emoji. We got a $5 Super Chat from Boxing. I believe Haney can stop Josh Taylor. He better than Tio. I still saw flaws on Tio against Taylor. Teofimo good, but he still got flaws in my opinion. All right, champ. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Let's see what we got. Who is next? Next.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
Oh, shit. That. We got ourselves a new Connecticut caller. And the new. Who's this? In the 203.
Hey, Ness. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. This is Eric from Connecticut. I called you once for the Kell Brook Earl Spence Jr. fight. So
nice.
It was like a short
shout out.
But yeah, I would say Roadblock. A little confused on that. I haven't seen a lot of Boots fights, but just in my opinion, there's just this athleticism to him that I really think would be a problem for Haney, especially at 147. So thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Boots is 147, correct?
He is 147.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate it, man.
All right, bro. Damn, short and sweet. If you are on our landline, now is the time to press 1 CYP.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
First off, we're going to show a lot of love and respect to Team Haney. They did a great job, phenomenal job. But we also got to give CYP his flowers. Wasn't he the one who told you about that crop of 140-pound fighters who should be lucky and grateful that the 135-pound guys are there and didn't feel like moving up and being double champs? Because y'all really got to eat because them dudes let y'all eat. Let's be real here. Who's up next? Jose Ramirez? Fight Jose Ramirez so to make CYP solidify. Boom. Those are B-level fighters getting their ass whooped by them A dudes who bringing up all them ass whoopings. Who winning ALL rounds. That means all rounds. Okay, great job. Now I'm going to tell y'all something that's crazy that y'all didn't notice. You notice how Sergio Moura was saying, I think he'd be favored to beat everybody. T.O., Shakur, and Tank. But then they asked him, who do you think would be a good fight for him next? He said Ryan Garcia. Rewind that. He's favored in your mind to beat all three of them. Who's a good fight? Ryan Garcia. Why would you want to fight the guy that Tank whooped and embarrassed if you think he could beat Tank? That was the first sign of ducking from either side. You really don't believe he could beat Tank. If you ask him, say it'd be a good fight with a dude Tank whooped. Like, no, forget Ryan. Talk about Tank. Talk about T.O. Talk about Shakur. Don't mention Ryan. Ryan has dropped down a notch. He ain't on the same level as y'all no more. Stop talking about him unless you just want to make money. Because you just want to make money, then you're talking about the fact that he's with DAZN. So if it's about Ryan being with DAZN, then quit talking about dudes ducking from other networks. Because the truth of the matter is, we just be PBC dudes on the same network didn't fight. When's the last time two top-ranked dudes on the same network didn't fight? You got to go back to Superstar. You got to go back to Bud and Pac. It usually happens on PBC. If you come over, you fight. Canelo, you fight. Pacquiao, you fight. Bud, you fight. Let's stop the bullshit and acting like people on PBC started scared to fight people. No, you just got to bring your ass over. And you know that by fact, but y'all gonna deny it, and y'all like the duck talking the stupid shit. 147 Boots, get the fuck out of here. That's obviously talk. That's obviously to keep shit going. And to say that, oh, they watching them, must be fans. Yeah, they all fans of each other. They know each other for years. They're actually real boxers. All the shit that goes on outside the ring is for us. Inside the ring, athletes know each other. They have much more respect for each other than they will let us know, because then they'll make it. Then we won't fall for all that bullshit they talking before the fight, Regis. All that Rougarou talk before the fight, Regis. When you went in there and did worse than Charlo did versus Canelo, but nobody's talking about that, Regis. You went in there versus a guy who's not a knockout artist and didn't do shit, Regis. Man, you made New Orleans look bad, Regis. That's what Regis did. Regis. And hey, anybody surprised that Regis was 34 years old and Lomachenko was 34 years old?
This is how y'all know CYP King. I'm consistent. Canelo fights those 34-plus-year-olds, and Devin, you need to stop with the 34-year-olds.
You may feel like it's your time.
CYP out.
But it's not your time.
Yo, but did you, I don't know, I mean, I'm sorry, I probably was doing something. Did you answer, like, the topic?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't believe that's real. Honestly, I get tired of coaches and trainers talking with fighters. When is the last time Kenny or Calvin decided who the fuck Tank was going to fight? Never. Never. I don't listen to them. I'm sorry. The only guy that trains I listen to is actually Bill, because Bill's a part of the promotion team. Some other dudes are not part of nothing. They just be talking. I don't listen to them, but y'all can have fun with Bill.
Okay, okay, okay. That was CYP. And we got the Cuban Missile.
Yo.
Yo.
You can hear me, Ness?
Loud and clear.
What's going on, TVV? Shout out. Make sure y'all like and subscribe, do all that. Ness, go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, throw me my crow for that, little rub ACL. I'll take my crow to the chin. Yeah. Tough loss last night, you know what I'm saying? Definitely a tough fight. Espinoza, that boy can't fight. Hell of a fight. They put on a show. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even get a chance to watch the Haney program fight. I was live at the Robesi fight. But I heard it was just like a one sided ass whooping the whole fight. As far as the topic, I just pulled up. I was watching some football, halftime and shit. I pulled up real quick. Take my crow and shit, but I'm sitting here. Tank team want Haney to fight Boots instead of Tank. That's what I'm reading.
Yeah, Coach Kenny Ellis put on his Instagram Boots versus Haney.
Well, that just sounds like some bullshit for real. I mean, Haney just moved up to 140. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how good he looked, but see, he just moved up to 140 from 135, 147. That's a big step to fight the best at 147, too, arguably. You know what I'm saying? And to me, it just sounded like Tank he's just trying to push the fight back. He's just trying to push the fight back. I mean, that Haney and Tank fight, it might not be the real big money fight in the sport. You know what I'm saying?